This guy comes out of nowhere and just starts naming them. I mean, he's naming them hard as fuck. Wow, I can't hardly fucking believe it. Mr. Merlin ain't fucking around. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Before I bless you in the mouth, I bless you in the mouth. Rapper's fucking radio's in the house. Get the fuck out of his way because he names the guy Cloud. Mr. Merman doesn't have time to fuck around. He will steal your bitch, dog around. He come in her mouth. Mr. Merman name in the guy Cloud. Get the fuck back, bitch, before I bust you in the mouth. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Are you listening to me, world? You better bitch, because I ain't fucking around.
Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman.
If Lucifer had a son, it would be
Davis Lerman.
This guy spews hate, racism. He's an anti-Semite.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective. He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman. The right perspective.
You'll never forget this.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Bruce Bob Ruffinich? Your friend is
I'm not crazy.
What is life all about?
I know some things that you don't know.
You're connected with Davis Lerman and the right perspective.
Right, whatever.
You're mentally deranged. You suffer from a defective memory.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
The right perspective.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain, too.
If you don't like it, turn the damn thing off.
The right perspective.
Right perspective.
It's a persistent kind of nagging noise.
That's right.
I just thrilled with the whole idea.
I love it.
Okay, boomer.
Sieg Heil.
Okay, faggot.
The liberal world order.
It makes me cringe.
I'm gripping right now.
Violence wakes people up.
Damn me.
Hi, everybody. I'm
Davis Lerman.
And it's time to pump it up. Are you ready? Let's go.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
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 Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Tony.
Tony. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Tony.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. Hello, everybody. Right Perspective Radio. Davis Lerman with you.
Yeah. It looks like Swampy got into FTJ, so the settings must be correct there. That's a good thing. And check an entropy. Oh, dear God, we're live. Nice. How about Rumble? There we go. Rumble in the cheap seats. Bloodborne. Bjorn Blood Axe. His computer croaked and doesn't have chat on the phone. But he does have chat through Rumble, so there we go. We'll check in. F to the T to the J. We expect more bodies in there soon. Mm-hmm. How's everybody? Show number 200. Exciting. Oh, yeah. 200. Wow. Well, we're a little past 200, as I've made the case. I'm not counting Saturday or White Perspective Saturdays. I'm not counting those as the five-day-a-week show. And we did some mimosas with Odin, so we're probably a little past that, but nonetheless, a momentous show. Yes. All right.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
Leibstandarte, Harry Holler, Serbian Bull, Straight Out of Swampton, Cash for Kikes, Kick Chef, and Boiling Frog. What's up, buddy? Did I say Swampy? Yeah, we got Swampy in both places. Nice, nice, nice. There you go. Boiling Frog gave me a little meow, billy meow. It's spelled different every time someone writes it to me. There you go. Nice, nice. What else do we have here? Okay. Looks like, yeah, we're up and going everywhere. This is actually, wow, it's working out. Yeah, I fucked up and sent out the wrong Odyssey link. Of course, that was corrected. Everyone could probably find the show anyway. So there we are. There we are. There we is. There we all be. Yeah, you do the same if you could. Go ahead and send out that corrected link. You must have people in your social media circles that I don't. So that'd be good to spread. Spread the show. I was shocked to see that we have 557 followers on Odyssey. I've not looked in so long. That was a little surprising. 133 on Rumble. Yeah, like I said, the cheap seats. But it's reliable. Some people only hear it on Rumble.
Hello. Sorry, my voice is very raspy.
My goodness, I am going to die of throat cancer someday. So, you know, get it while you can. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. Okay. How we doing over at FTJ? There we go. Swampy with an expanded meme. Nice. Why is FTJ so empty? Someone go over there, make sure you can get in too. Because I don't know if Swampy has an account, a paid account or something. It's lonely over there. See if you can get in. In the meantime, I'll show you the... Oh, brother, look at this. Ugh, fucking Israel. All right, let me show you the meme. The meme of the evening. David Lynch is dead. That's sad. Here I was. How's the joke go? Oh, I wasn't going to have a drink today, but then David Lynch died. There you have it. Look at this. Los Angeles, Hawaii, North Carolina, Ukraine, and Israel. Yeah, shit's great in Israel, despite, you know, the troubles. Shit's great in Kyiv, too. Everything's being paid for. It's great. Yep. Must be nice. So, you know, tap the shoulder of your local conservatard and be like, hey, I see you're a fan of communism now. Just remind them you're paying for everything in Ukraine and most everything in Israel. And look at these severely unattractive women in Israel. My God, are they ugly. Oof. And that Laura Loomer in her underpants shot still haunts my mind. Thank God it was not her turned around like a rear-end shot. Because I don't think I could take... You could tell from the front she had that raised-up Kazar, square Kazar ass. Laura Loomer looks like when she's put something in the back pocket of her jeans. Looks like her ass is so high up she reaches over her shoulder to pick something out of her own back pocket. That broad is Fug to the Lee. All right. Our guy, David Lynch, sadly passing away at the age of 78. Hyperborean mystic, David Lynch. What a weirdo. He was a weirdo. You got to give him that. In the best way possible. You know, really. The best way possible. Let's see about this clip. Oh, we have someone's favorite clip here, and we can't seem to enlarge that. All right, well, we'll do our best with a sound booster. Volume up, volume up. Here we go.
May I share something with you?
Okay.
A vision I had in my sleep last night, as distinguished from a dream, which is mere sorting and cataloging of the day's events by the subconscious. So the vision, fresh and clear as a mountain stream, the mind revealing itself to itself. In my vision, I was on the veranda of a vast estate, a palazzo of some fantastic proportion. There seemed to emanate from it a light from within, this gleaming, radiant marble. I had known this place. I had, in fact, been born and raised there. This was my first return, a reunion with the deepest wellsprings of my being. Wandering about, I noticed happily that the house had been immaculately maintained. There had been added a number of additional rooms, but in a way that blended so seamlessly with the original construction, one would never detect any difference. Returning to the house's grand foyer, it became a knock. My son was standing there. He was happy and carefree, clearly living a life of deep harmony and joy. We embraced, a warm and loving embrace. Nothing was held. We were, in this moment, one. My vision ended. I awoke with a tremendous feeling of optimism and confidence in you and your future. That was my vision of you.
You?
I'm so glad to have had this opportunity to share it. Wish you nothing but the very best in all things.
Thank you, Dad.
I'll see you later, Paul.
Okay.
Weird ass weirdo. Yeah. No, here's a selection of his films. You'd probably pick them out, I guess, if you're a big fan. You'd know that this is Twin Peaks. This is Lost Highway. This is Fire Walk With Me. This is Blue Velvet, obviously. Dune. I can't pick that one. Anyway, he will be missed. And selfishly, you know, I'm going to admit being the asshole. When I heard he died, I was like, oh, shit. But he wasn't making films anyway. So that's a sad way to look at it. Like David Lynch was a mere consumer item. That's kind of, I was disappointed in myself when I reflected on my thinking. I was like, David Lynch is dead. Ah, he wasn't making films anyway. Nice one, Lerman. Real sensitive. Good job.
You going to try to do a close-up on Candy still? If you want to cut the time down.
What is this with everybody? No. What is it? Really? Why? I'm serious. Fucking A, man. It drives me nuts. Who gives a fucking shit how long a scene is?
Isn't that great? He's got a good point. Who cares how long a scene is as long as the scene is engaging and good? That was his thing. He seems like an asshole there, but he was well-loved on all of his sets. He didn't do the usual Hollywood, because he was a white man, he didn't do any of the usual Hollywood director stuff of, like, hitting on all the girls. Maybe Isabella Rossellini, he ended up marrying her, but she was, like, his muse. At her peak, she was quite lovely, actually. So I thought you'd enjoy that. And let's just have a little, let's have a little white people are awesome break. A little bridge into our content tonight. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Yes, it's Lerman.
If I have to, I have to.
Yes.
I really hate it.
If it's Lerman.
He likes to stare at crotches.
Mm. Yes, Daddy, yes. All
right, Perspective Radio with Davis Lerman.
Would you like to know more?
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective.
All righty. Let's check on our updates here. Who do we have? Me. Yeah, I boosted that clip as loud as I could, but here we go. There we go. Fuck you, I'm white. Okay. Interesting. Okay, that's definitely a keeper. All right, I'll go ahead and save that over here. Returning to the chat. All right. Wondering if we'll get bot fucked in the chat, like Devin's chat. Oh, really? I didn't realize Black Pill got fucked with. Davis's mind is filled with both ends of the Yenta spectrum, ScarJo and Loomer. Well, more like haunted by Loomer, because when you see her odd body shape, it will... The problem is it's like a blank canvas on which I write my nightmares of the Yenta ass, the square Kazar ass. And she is shaped so weird in the forward-facing image, I can just tell it's a terrible ass. Not that I'm saying if Loomer had a great ass, this would not redeem her. I'm just saying. Oh, excellent. Boiling Frog was able to get into FTJ. So that is solved. Boost more. I did the best I could on that low sound thing. Sorry, guys. There are a few people I really looked up to in this world, and Lynch was one of them. Yeah, dude, he was a total force of artistic nature. He was really something. Dude was fucking visionary. That word phrase is overused, but he truly was. And Polanski defender Lynch. I don't know what that means. Does that mean Lynch defended Polanski? I don't know. Yes, he did Elephant Man with Anthony Hopkins. That was quite brilliant. I'm missing out on who else we have here. Kata Koshiro, nice to see you, sir. Good evening back to you. And Kick Chef. Did I mention Kick Chef? I'm not sure. Pavlov Puppy. Back at you. And, of course, I said Leibstandarte. And, of course, Ah, there's a gorgeous blonde woman that makes piano clips playing Vivaldi flawlessly. Oh, God, Midnight Sonata is really something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This woman is Russian and Ukrainian. Uh-oh, we're all in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, so Russian, LOL. Exactly, yeah. There's no such thing as Ukrainian, really. Yeah, the song is basically heavy metal. Really, classical music was the popular music of its day, and people forget about this because they see classical music as this other separate thing that's sometimes distant from their tastes. But yeah, it was just the pop music of its day. Which is kind of, it lets you know how far our culture slipped. Although I wouldn't trade my love for industrial music for anything. So there's that. But if we were in a different world, I wouldn't even have the choice of industrial music. Right. So there's that. Always Honest. Nice to see you in the chat, dear. And Straight Outta Swampton, Valentina. Oh, Letissa is her name. Yes. Yes. Swampy all over it. Oh, God. Leibstandart. Remember Loomer before her nose job? Dude, it's still bad. I mean, but yes. The poor, I mean, really. Loomer, very unfortunate. Yes. Me, Billy B. Dan Zimmons late. Had to hit the Kroger. Well, all right. Get that shopping done. Evening shopping is preferred. Of course, I can't do that doing the show and all, but I remember the good old days, some evening shopping, really much, much better. So much better. All right, show 200. Can't believe we made it. Well, I can, really, but I guess we have made it. That's the point. Boiling Frog is in the Hazile over FTJ. We're over here at FTJ, so it's Always Honest. And let me see, there's a meme or a text swatch here. Congress just passed a bill to extend U.S. military benefits to the Israeli soldiers, the IDF. Meanwhile, there are homeless veterans living under a bridge and begging for change at a stoplight. Wait a second. This is, Always Honest. This definitely passed. This passed. Oh, God. Okay, someone find that link. I really swore this was going to be one of those things that no way would it pass. All right. If you can, send that link. We'll get into the material here. Why not? Why not? Okay. Speaking of pop, here's what normal people, quote unquote, find enjoyable. This once remotely funny individual, Jimmy Kimmel, has the once clever and somewhat funny Bill Burr on. And boy, they're just shit in the bed now. This is such gar. I don't know if I've become so distant from normal people content or if this stuff is just all really just sucking now. I mean, dude, it's unbelievably shit.
It's just the man we need at a time like this. He's one of the funniest guys in the whole world with a great new stand-up comedy special called Drop Dead Years. It premieres March 14th on Hulu. And on March 10th, he makes his Broadway debut in Glengarry Glen Ross. Please welcome...
Who gives a shit?
Welcome Bill Burr.
Nigger lover Bill Burr with his black ass wife, and doing when I mean he's got like an Aunt Jemima wife.
Oh. Hey, very good to see you. I heard you had to evacuate your home.
Yes, like most people, I had to. I got lucky, you know, the winds moved, but the fire was coming and all that stuff, so I feel lucky.
Actually, the fire doesn't that's how fire works. It doesn't burn anyone's house who either worships Satan, Moloch, or married a black woman.
Back in- and I think everybody did a great job.
Yeah.
Unlike the internet, you know?
Yeah, right, I know. It's right.
Everyone did a great job. There's no water in the hydrants, bro.
Oh, my God. All of these fire experts. Why didn't you just fly a helicopter into the ocean? And then just, I don't know, because it was 100.
Yeah, cause that's what we used to do with giant planes, and it fucking worked. This dude, yeah, burn, Babylon, burn, exactly. This fucking guy, this is now his shtick. He's so normie content. I guess Mr. Big Shot with his Glenn Ross play and his fucking Hulu / Netflix special. This is now Bill Burr. Is it when dudes reach a, what is this? Is it an age thing? Does a guy reach a certain age and he just turns into a normie douche?
What garbage? I'm not wins. You want to do that? You want to do that at night, you f-ing lunatic?
How are you?
This was definitely mismanaged.
That's a big word right here.
Ha, 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 ha. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Look at this with the head cocked back doing his this turkey chin happening here. And Jimmy Kimmel looking really more Jewish than ever. Way to go, Kimmel. Unfucking real. Oh, it's all so hilarious.
Mismanaged, like some idiot on the internet knows how to manage the worst fire in L.A. sitting there.
Well, actually, white people used to manage L.A. fires all the time. And sure, L.A. has a habit of catching fire, but pretty sure the water not coming out of the fucking fire hydrants is a first. Pretty sure.
In his underwear. You know what? Looking at the footage on the internet, I have determined that this here was mismanaged.
No, just looking at, like, lesbian negresses, I've determined it's been mismanaged. Oh, and it has been.
You know about helicopters because I remember, and it's interesting now thinking about it because you said
I don't know
that
about it. I know about the one that I fly. Other than that, I don't know anything about it.
You know,
but
something
if you're on the internet, you know everything.
Oh, the one he flies. He's Mr. Big Shot now. See, he's got his own helicopter. And look at this dude now. He's got such the gut and bitch tits that the shirt is crawling up toward his neck. Wow. Wow. They call that married to a nigger weight. It's similar to when white men put on a little bit when their wife is pregnant, like sympathy pounds. This is completely different, though. This is Bill Burr's body knowing he's in a state of depression for being married to a nog, and his body battling his subconscious, who keeps trying to convince his body, no, I made the right decision marrying this ubangy lip bitch from the deep jungle, and this is what you get. I'm surprised he's not doing the Ozempic thing like J.D. Vance.
I hope you know about it because you said that you got your pilot's license in case like all hell broke loose in L.A. You could get out of L.A. And at any moment, did you think I'm going to make a run for that helicopter?
Well, the error in my thought was I didn't realize how expensive helicopters were. So all I have is.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Back to normal guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I check how much I got in my wallet like everyone else. Okay, Bill Burr. It's just utter shit. Speaking of utter shit. Why not check in on the fourth greatest disappointment, Hawley, who loves to put on a good show. He's the Trey Gowdy of 2005. Hawley loves to put on a good show, and then nothing happens. Nothing happens. There's no follow-up. He's always outraged. He's shocked. But he never engages the judiciary to do anything about it. He could hold people in contempt. You know, these guys can have you arrested right there in the Senate Select Committee. They can have your ass detained. These fuckers never do shit.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for calling this hearing. Mr. Isaacson, if I could just start with you. In March of 2024, you wrote the murder of a nursing student in Georgia has a lot of people on the right talking about migrant crime like it's an actual issue. Debbie Lakin Riley, you were talking about?
Lakin Riley was an unusual case.
Yeah, here, let's have a look. Here's Lakin Riley.
Yes.
Her murder, her horrific murder at the hands of this illegal migrant who was also unlawfully paroled in the United States. Her death, not an actual issue?
It's a tragedy.
But not an actual issue?
Migrant crime is much less of an issue than U.S. citizen committed crime.
Not an actual issue? Those are your words. Her death, not an actual issue. I just want to get...
Oh, by the way, what he just did there, the left and right loves to do, by the way. There are people on the right now who are buying into the Trump, MAGA, Thiel, Elon Musk axis of power, and they're pushing their H-1B. So now they're also on board. We have evidence of Trump-tards being online saying, listen, they're low-crime immigrants, so we're okay with this. Well, no asshat. Here's the thing about crime and your comparison with migrants versus the U.S. citizens. Let's have it.
Migrant crime is much less of an issue than U.S. citizen committed crime.
Ooh, now do the part where you subtract black crime and compare it to white people. Oh, the comparison not so great then. Yeah. That's the thing. Yes, compared to the outrageously high nigger crime in all dimensions, niggers have violent crime, nonviolent crime, every form of crime, sexual crime. They're niggers are just doing crimes. So, yes, in comparison to the outrageously high nigger crime numbers, it just so happens that immigrants get caught less than niggers, and niggers don't get caught a lot. So this goes to tell you all about this fake fucking bullshit comparison of trying to convince you, oh, migrant crime's a non-issue because they commit less crime than U.S. citizens. Okay, well, now do the part where you disaggregate and subtract the nigger crime.
Crime.
Not an actual issue. Those are your words. Her death, not an actual issue. I just want to get, no, you say.
Of course it's an issue. It's a tragedy.
So what do you mean by your post? It's not an actual issue, meaning we shouldn't be paying attention to it. Senate's wasting its time this week on the Lakin Riley acts that would address the circumstances of her murder. What's your advice to us? We just discontinue those proceedings now?
I think the Lakin Riley Act could do a lot of harm. It would allow me to say, oh, this person shoplifted, and that would be enough probable cause to get somebody deported.
Interesting.
That is actually enough probable cause to get someone deported. Like, what's wrong with that?
Who invited you to this committee hearing today, Mr. Isaacson?
The minority.
Isaacson.
Party.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're here as a spokesman for the minority party. I just want to make sure the record's clear on this. The spokesman...
I wanted to show you something, too, because if you are under the illusion that asshats like this douchebag have written all his own notes, be not under that illusion, okay? Instead, 2025's Trey Gowdy is having his notes written by the intern.
Yeah,
you want to see the intern who put all the work in on these fucking stings and these barbs? You want to see the kid who stayed up all night making sure this was an effective interrogative? Here you go.
You're here as a spokesman for the minority party.
This guy here.
I just want to make sure the record's clear on this. The spokesman for the minority party is advising the Senate that the Lakin Riley Act is a bad idea.
Look, now he's picked up his phone and he's like hitting up his girlfriend. He's like, oh my God, sizzle, sizzle, honey. This shit we put together last night is totally working. Yeah. 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 What is this? Am I getting picked on again? What's happening here? Davis is not a professional comedian. He's also not paid shit since we a bunch of low rent MFers. I don't have no idea what's going on. No, thank God I'm not a professional comedian. Being a professional comedian, quote unquote professional comedian, I understand there's a handful of famous comedians that you know of. But that job is literally a step down from what I'm doing right now. Yeah, because like 99.99999% of comedians are just people you never heard of, and they're just not very good at it. Yeah. So praise Odin that this sumbitch is not a stand-up comedian. Could you imagine? God. Me up there doing my shtick about the nuns hitting my knuckles with rulers and getting an erection. And oh, please. Who needs that? That's literally a step down from doing this. Well, she looks like a nice lady, doesn't she?
Yeah. And we ought to stop it.
Washing the spokesman.
We should ask her what she's up to. Oh, that's right. We can't because she's dead.
For the minority party is saying that Lake and Riley's death and migrant crime is not an actual issue. I can't frankly believe that I am hearing these words. You said it's not an actual issue. I read you the quote.
Lake and Riley's death was not an actual issue.
You said that the murder of a nursing student in Georgia has a lot of people on the right talking about migrant.
Swampy's doing his shtick. What is the deal with airline food? It's like plastic, but it's not. The tray is more like food than the food. Yeah.
Crime, you put right. it in quotation marks, square mm-hmm. quotes, mm-hmm. like it's an actual issue.
Not
she's dead because of migrant crime, right?
Migrant crime.
Let's try something else. Here, do you know who this is?
If this fucking dude meant this, he would have this asshole dragged out in cuffs. Imagine having the power to do that and never using it. By the way, thank
you. Do you
God.
Know who this young man is?
I do not.
Swampy didn't find evidence of the act passing to extend benefits to IDF soldiers in the U.S. So thank God. We're paying for their fucking benefits anyway. So frankly, it would be a kind of non-issue, but it would just be shocking if that sort of thing passed. It'd be a signal of what 2025 is going to be like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, she's a lowly goyim, according to this kike, yes. Ah, who is she? Listen, the Browns are much more important.
Travis Wolf, 12 years old, from my state, murdered by an illegal migrant who was also, like Jose Ibarra, illegally paroled by the last administration.
Is your expectation that no zero migrants...
Let me tell you what my expectation is.
Yeah, the expectation is that if these illegals weren't here, the crime wouldn't happen, right? I mean, this is... Trey Gowdy's probably not going to say that.
Is that those who commit crimes in this country will...
I call them Trey Gowdy.
...be appropriately dealt with. Absolutely. And that we should not be allowing Absolutely. Migrants who commit crimes into this country. And that, yes, migrant crime that kills people like Travis Wolf, whose death was shocking, whose death is inexplicable...
Okay, but I guess, yeah, it's important we do the children thing. Oh, you got froze? I don't know what to tell you.
Happen to think, as a former prosecutor, I happen to think that their violent murders are actual issues. And the fact that you would say otherwise, sit here and advise the Senate that the Lake and Riley Act is a bad idea, that the whole thing is not an actual issue, it's all just what made up, I think is outrageous. I think it's absolutely outrageous. And the fact that you were invited here to give this testimony is stunning to me, I have to say.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
Well, he's feigning. It's not really stunning. Frankly, none of this is surprising. And it's not surprising that Hawley doesn't do the right thing and have this motherfucker arrested.
At least stunning to me. Mr. Cuccinelli, let me just ask you. Something else that Mr. Isaacson has said is that the Remain in Mexico policy was a program of death. A program of death.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your experience, having seen it implemented? A program
well,
of
as,
death?
As part of implementing it. My answer would be no. It was quite.
This is another guy with the nose. Jeesh. Nervous answer. He's got that whole the drying of the spittle thing happening. All right. Let's see what he says, though. We'll be fair.
Part of implementing it. My answer would be no. It was quite the opposite. And as I said in my statement, that the deterrent effect for illegal aliens to come that was gained by the migrant protection protocols, Remain in Mexico program, prevented a lot more abuse, child abuse, abuse of women on the journey, and death along the way.
Oh, here's where they pat themselves on the back. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're totally winning in the committees. Woohoo and stuff. Yeah. That's it, dude. That's it. This is the impression you're supposed to get. God damn. Oh, my God. Emo Phillips. Yeah, he was off. He was off. And he wasn't funny. He wasn't funny. Stephen Wright, a little bit funny, but not really funny. It's very few very funny. Gilbert Gottfried, you got to give it to him. That little Jew was funny. And I do mean little. Boy, was he weird. Boiling Frog with 4 years of owning the libs with nothing to show for it. Yeah, that's the truth, too. Yep, we voted so hard this time. Yep, hard. We voted harder and smarter, according to the Trump-tards. They've been talking about benefits variety of kikes since last May, but we don't have anything yet, thank God. All right, this is good. This is good. Yeah, sometimes rumors can abound before being confirmed, that's all. Yep, so it's floating around out there, but according to the Swampy Search, we have not yet passed this insane legislation of extending bennies to fucking IDF soldiers in America. Wow. That'd be taking the dual citizenship, like, real far. Far as a motherfucker, as they say. God damn. All right, well, I think that's enough of that. I think you'd agree. Oh, let's remember David Lynch like this.
Today I'm going to be working with wood, resin, electricity, and for sure, coffee.
I don't know if you're a detective or a pervert.
Well, it's for me to know and you to find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the terrible Elephant Man.
There's nothing quite like urinating out in the open air.
E.J. Cooper loves coffee.
That is considered one of the finest espressos in the world.
What is going on here?
Just cut them up like regular chickens?
Sure, just cut them up like regular chickens.
What are you doing in my apartment, Jeffrey Beaumont?
I hate you. I hate us both.
Did I ever tell you that this here jacket represents a symbol of my individuality and my belief in personal freedom?
You are witnessing a front three-quarter view of two adults sharing a tender moment.
What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken!
Fuck that shit.
Pabst Blue Ribbon!
We got some dancing to do.
Hello,
Thunder. It is all a tape.
Wow. Yeah, Mulholland Drive was a glorious movie. A bit much lesbian for some people. I get it. But, I don't know. It's got Naomi Watts in it. So you know what? You can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Where were we? Where was we? Oh, this is the oddest Lynch wrap up. I'll just show this one. Look how weird this is.
I was worried about today because of the dream I told you about.
To cut them up like regular chickens?
It's a strange world, isn't it?
Oh.
Right? That's wild, isn't it? Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Mm-hmm. One of a kind. All right, let's check on our FTJ chat, and then we're going to get into the audio clips. Ah, Bushmaster 6A. I'll take one of them Margot Robbies, please. Oh, yeah, even pregnant, she's really beautiful. It's crazy. Yeah, Margot Robbie, or Robbie. I don't know how you say her name. Do you ever show actual video? Are you telling me you didn't see that video? What are you talking about? What is happening? What is happening? All right, let me check something here. Are you suggesting there was no video? I'm looking at the fucking video in the replay. I'm super confused, Chosen Frozen. I'm getting fucked with here, aren't I? Anyhow, I like film when it's actually artistic. Lynch is artistic / symbolic. Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, Lynch is, his films are operating at a whole other level. You could say, just as some people do their writing in, like, stream of consciousness, the Lynch films were definitely stream of consciousness. And David Lynch, like all great artists, he would often recount how he's not even sure where his ideas come from. He just goes with them. He asks questions before he goes to sleep, and he wakes up with answers, that kind of thing. So, yeah, brilliant at what he does. But, again, not to be a dick, but he's not made a great film in a long time. So, still a loss, right? Still a loss. And somehow, listen, he's not the greatest, but on account of he couldn't stay married to Isabella Rossellini. Now, I'm sure Isabella Rossellini was a handful, but something tells me I could have stuck it out. So there's that. So for all we know, he might be intolerable to live with, right? So, or would have been intolerable to live with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bushmaster 6A. It'd be like being married to Margot Robbie. You'd be like, oh, she's a handful to live with, is she? Just put up with it. What are you, nuts? Oh, you don't understand. It's every morning, every day. Yeah, just put up with it. Yes, some of the creepiest footage that haunts me is from Twin Peaks and Lost Highway. Oh, dude, Lost Highway is like next level creep fest. And, yeah. Twin Peaks has got a lot of, yeah, the flashing lights scenes when they're like between reality and like this twilight world of the serial killer. That is wild shit. That is wild shit. Yes. Mulholland Drive was weird, but again, Naomi Watts is just, when she fills a screen, she's so ridiculously gorgeous. Pavlov Puppy, yes. It's almost like, actually, I think what Lynch made was like MKUltra deprogramming, if you ask me. Yeah, Bushmaster 6A knows the truth here. Yeah, knows the truth to raise the roof. The crazy pass goes to Margot. Yeah, that's when someone is like a 13 out of 10 and just whatever she does. Margot Robbie could be leaving grumpies on the bed, like what's her name? And I would just pretend they're not there. That's how attractive she is. Margot Robbie would be stabbing you in the thighs at night with her nail filer. And you just be like, oh, no, I'm fine. Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into it. Let's go over here to StreamYard, make sure everything is on. Yes, it is. Excellent. What should we pull up as a visual? I've not had Huntress up in a while. Let's go to her. Graphics links. And, oh yes, here we go. Devin Lurchman. Yeah. You heard of that guy, Devis Lurchman. Devin Lurchman. No, no one has. Here we are. Whabam. Nice. Yeah, where were we? Right, we're about to get to the news, so there's that. There is that. There's news to be heard. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're all going to be saved, though, because as if Robert Kennedy Jr. is already the health secretary, they're banning the dyes, the dye numbers. What are they banning? Number three. I thought three was okay.
Tonight, the major move from the FDA banning red dye number three for...
Wow, blown away. This is now... America's really looking out for you. I know you feel better. You were thinking this is some Jew-run shit show from hell, and white people are experiencing not just a replacement, but a literal genocide. And I know you were thinking that, but hey, listen. Genocide canceled. White replacement canceled. FDA banning red dye number three. Right on.
That's the problem, is that we've got 3 days of red flag warnings. Part of that is a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning. Now, that's something that usually gets issued every 5 to 10 years. We've had four now of these PDS red flag warnings this year alone. That's okay. The problem is that we've got 3 days of red flag warnings.
Right. Yes, that is the problem. Red flag warnings. Maybe we should go back to that terror. Do you remember the terror thing with the colors? That was wild. We should probably go back to that. Let's go get on that. We're at code orange or whatever that was. Yeah. Just so you know, if you're not a Southern California fire insider, which I'm not, but the PDS red flag warning means that the risk of damage and loss of life is high. So in California, the fires are so routine that you guys have your own colored flag warning systems, which means, of course, there should be a system in place to make sure people are checking quality control and the fucking hydrant pressure and everything else. But that didn't happen. So here we are. But, you know, Bill Burr wants you to think you're just an asshole for questioning it. You're the dick. And listen, fuck you. Just whisk off in your helicopter like Bill Burr. Yeah. Yep. More on PDS red flag warning.
This morning, firefighters in Southern California bracing for conditions to worsen. Forecasters have issued a rare warning, a PDS, or particularly dangerous situation.
There you go. So I bet you what's going to happen, instead of actually addressing any of what's occurred and really the criminal reaction, or should we say lack thereof, to the fires, I bet you they're going to release a different flag warning system, or they'll make it like double plus red flag warning, PDDDDDS, something like that. That's going to be the shit. And when you want to know what's happening in America, you got to go to leading scholars like Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg is going to tell you about the aid to L.A. Let's have it, Whoopi.
Republicans like Mike Johnson threatening to put conditions on the aid to L.A. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, you know, this is the thing.
Yeah.
A burnt house doesn't care who you voted for.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very clever, Whoopi. Ooh, that's a good one. Her Jewish handlers wrote that for her and said, make sure you get this one in there, Schwatze. What a dumb nog.
You've lost everything. That's not what's on your mind, okay? And for you to threaten, and it's, forget all.
Conditions are not threatening. This is a very Jewish state of mind here. Jews always do this too. When we want to put conditions on aid to Israel, they say, oh, why are you threatening us with putting conditions? Oh, Israel's got to pass a litmus test to exist. They do this kind of thing. Same shit going on here. A Jew handles Whoopi.
All the people you think live out there with all the money. It's all the folks who work in the banks, who do hair.
Careful, Whoopi. What do you mean, who do hair? Pretty sure you were right on about the banks. Are there a lot of people doing hair who live in the fucking Pacific Palisades. I don't know.
Who write the tickets that need to be done. All of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your traffic cop. I'm sure they own a mansion in, Southern California. Okay, Wappy.
Most people, they also lost their homes.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying you want to attach strings to that. Well, I hope the state of California says, listen, if this is how you're going to deal with our money, because, again, Mike Johnson and all of you nice Republicans, none of this is coming out of your pocket. This is money we have paid collectively to make sure that when things like this happen.
I'm sure that's not true. Yes, leading scholar, Wappy Goldberg. When you need a great thinker to think on that, you go get yourself some Wappy. It's our money. Yeah. Okay. Wappy Goldberg thinks it's all their money. Yeah. That's why California's not been in the black for 58 years.
For you to act like you're giving this money out of your pocket is beyond shameful.
It is. Yeah.
It's beyond shameful. And I hope.
There's all the clucking retards like, oh, it is. And it is. So. This is the old, a nigger said it trick, so we have to clap.
And this is terrible, I know, but I hope the state of California says, you want to withhold money from us? We're not going to give you any more federal money. And you know what will happen to small states?
Okay, listen. Oh, it's just intellectually insulting. I mean, this is the shit on retard TV. It really is. There is a group of people in America called... like TV mind people. They watch this or they're watching Fox News. They're both the same. They both have the same brain. They're just programming themselves with different bullshit. Believing this shit on TV is unbelievable. Fox News is equally as irresponsible with their analysis, or should I say lack thereof. So it's all the same retard watching this shit. There's just one retard of the left, one retard of the right, and they love remembering the little quips Wappy made because it makes them feel informed and they get to repeat it later. Then they get to seem clever. They'll be standing around the shopping center later and they'll be telling their girlfriends, you know, listen, a burnt house doesn't care who you voted for. Am I right, girls? Am I right? Yeah. No, make that a double pumpkin spice. Am I right, girls? Okay, lady. Yeah. Yeah, we are in fucking trouble.
Well, California Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to defend his handling of the state's deadly wildfire outbreak.
Oh, boy. This should be good. Oh, also, there's a bit in here about Act Blue donations.
Just told you about his latest attacks toward President-elect Trump. And now he's launching this new website, guys, aimed at combating supposed misinformation around his response to the fires.
Oh, boy.
There's also an option on the website to donate to the California Fire Fund.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And that won't be another Jew boondoggle that's ripped off. No, that's every penny's going to go to what it's intended to. Sure. Oh, here we have NPR. Reporting on what's really important out there, the BBC versus Netflix. I wish Netflix would just disappear. Whoever produced and stuck that fucking cuties thing on there, they should be in jail right now. I understand it's a film, but, you know, you got 12-year-old little actresses doing booty stuff. Come on.
One of those people who's, you know, cut the cord,
yeah,
gotten rid of cable TV.
Just about. There's only a couple of local news stations in LA. That's the only reason I even have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't have cable TV anymore. I do watch cable.
Oh, the boomer braggeth.
CNN and some others, but I get it through a streaming service. A lot of Americans have cut the cord, and so have many in the UK. And now, for the first time ever, a streaming service, Netflix, overtook BBC One.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. This is called a native ad. Just so you know what this is. No one cares if Netflix has more viewers than BBC One, except Netflix. And that's why they wrote this press release, and then they donated to NPR, and then NPR gets to read this like it's fucking news. That's called a native ad. You usually see these placed in conversationally, like you just heard. Oh, really? You don't say? You've cut the cord.
There's only a couple of local news stations.
Oh, yeah. I only got a couple of local news. Yeah, here.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Well, by chance, I'll just happen to mention this thing that was in a press release that we received $100,000 for. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
With a few days left in office, the Biden administration highlights accomplishments under the president, including getting past the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, here's the list of accomplishments. Exactly.
Lowering prescription drug prices for seniors and protecting a record amount of land and water.
Okay, I'm sure none of that's true, but okay.
In a statement, Biden says, "It's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years.
Yeah, what canned fucking bullshit. Oh my God. Listen, Peggy Noonan was a partisan hack, but that woman could write a speech. She was Reagan's speechwriter. And like, no shit, she took this this sort of vapid Ronnie Reagan and made him the famous figure he came to be in conservatism. Listen to the fucking speechwriters for this douche. This guy with the IQ of a popsicle. Good God. Oh, here we go. Biden warns of Trump oligarchy in his Dark Brandon farewell speech.
It was a message of both hope and warning. In his final days in the White House, President Biden wished the incoming Trump administration success, but said American democracy was under threat.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, there was no oligarchy or running ship. Now the oligarchy's running shit. Great analysis, dude.
That literally threatens our entire democracy.
Oh, well, actually, now this is good news. So listen, now I'm listening. So democracy's threatened, you say? Does this mean I like the oligarchy now? Interesting. We're all going to become Mencius Moldbug fans out here. That weird Jew.
Our basic rights and freedoms.
Biden could be referring to Donald Trump himself, but also some of those closest to him.
Yes, of course. Right. This is what happens. This is your country on fucking Jews. Who do you think is going to be appointed to powerful positions? Who do you think is going to be running things? Yes, it's billionaires. Right. Not a big surprise. It shouldn't be this way. But since when has that stopped anything Jewish from happening?
Joining us now is professor at Northwestern University Medical School and WGN Morning News medical contributor, Dr. Lauren Strecker. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start off with...
Wow, the chorus of good mornings. All right, you're about to hear more more interesting placed advertisements, native ads. Here we go.
Alcohol and the Surgeon General. Yeah, what is the latest?
It's a big topic of discussion because, of course, the Surgeon General wants there to be a warning on every bottle of alcohol. Not just a warning, but like a neon sign that says, do not drink this. And when you look at this controversy, there's really a lot of different aspects because there's the medical, and then there's the political, and then there's the financial, and then there's the cultural. So let's stick to the medical for a second.
Listen for this. This gets into everything from alcohol warnings to serial killers, mental illness, and blood pressure. I mean, it's all over the place. It's probably from the weed lobby.
Okay. It is not a controversy. We've known this for a long time that alcohol is associated with 7 different kinds of cancers, maybe more. Breast cancer. 1 out of 6 women that gets breast cancer, it can be attributed to alcohol. There are a lot of other, of course, medical conditions that go along with alcohol. Not a controversy. 50% of people, there was a study that was done, have no clue. They do not know. They are not aware that drinking alcohol can cause cancer, which is what this is all about.
Yeah, they're too drunk to realize it.
So the controversy is how much? You know, is it okay to have a little alcohol? Should there?
Okay, this is not a controversy. This is how you can tell it's probably from the weed lobby. What do you mean it's a controversy? How much? Pretty sure everyone's been told about the glass of wine a day or something. I don't know if this is one of these rumors or myths or old wives' tales or something about people living longer in countries where they have a glass of wine with dinner. That probably has more to do with the fact they have no red dyes in any of their food, and they've likely, they probably have a superior diet overall, so I'm sure that's a contributing factor. But really, very, very suspect report here.
No alcohol. Medical experts are all over the map on that because there's so many other circumstances that are going to impact on how much alcohol is going to harm someone, other risk factors for cancer, et cetera. But that doesn't really matter. What really matters is the idea that there is an association. Okay. But then you get into the bigger picture. Okay, first of all, is it going to make a difference? You know, how many people read those teeny little labels? Is that going to change their activity? Is that going to change their decision-making process? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I cut it off before they got into the serial killers and the blood pressure. It doesn't really matter. They went all the way. It just seemed like a weed lobby native ad. Big Mike
former
MIA.
First Lady Michelle Obama.
Big Mike MIA.
Has confirmed she will not attend the upcoming inauguration of President-elect Trump on January 20th.
Who gives a shit? Like we need another swinging dick in the room. All right. Pam Bondi.
Pam Bondi, Trump's pick for attorney general after Matt Gaetz stepped down from consideration.
Yeah, that was weird. The only other guy who doesn't take AIPAC money had to step down because of a sexual controversy. Ooh. Are you telling me Pam Bondi isn't ramming her husband with a strap on? I don't believe any. This woman is up to all kinds of stuff. Probably swinger shit. She probably got a sex swing in her basement. Everything going on with this woman. But, oh, Matt Gaetz has got to go. Okay.
At her confirmation hearing this Wednesday, a very partisan hearing with Senate Republicans highlighting the...
Listen. The Ping Pong for Retard reportage is... Sometimes it's tedious, but we'll get through it.
Need for reform within the Justice Department and Senate Democrats grilling Pam Bondi over her involvement in the election fraud claims.
Is it just me, but the pattern of this dude speaking is so off-putting? Oof. He sounds like the chemistry professor you had in when you were getting your bachelor's of science and you couldn't stand going to the class because he hypnotized you with his weird iambic pentameter.
That the Trump campaign made back in 2021.
Miss Bondi is highly qualified. And of course, as we all know, a change is desperately needed.
It is critical that any nominee for this position be committed first and foremost to the Constitution and the American people, not any president or political agenda. But President Trump claims he has, quote, an absolute right to do what he wants with the Justice Department. And that's how he conducted his first term.
Right. All right, listen, I thought we were not using this word anymore, but evidently we still do.
Have you ever wondered what the fire retardant that air tankers drop during a wildfire?
Listen, it's intellectually disabled red fire retardant.
And what do you do if any of that fire retardant gets on your vehicle or your home? Well, let's break it down and talk about what fire retardant is.
Oh, this is good now. After you're already terrified about the fire, listen to what the Normie News is going to do to you. They're going to tell you about this FosCheck. That's what the name of it is, this red fire retardant drop from planes. Then they're going to tell you that you got to wash it off your skin quick. You're going to die. It eats paint and it's bad for pets. Then they're going to tell you it's not good for plants either. And then after scaring the shit out of you, they softball this. You know, it's not the end of the world kind of thing in there. Later, we have a report on how they're going to tell you, remember, you need to wash your hands and it's bad for pets, right? They're going to tell you not to pet your pets. This fucking country.
First, wildland firefighting retardant is primarily made of water. In fact, 85% of the chemical compound is water.
Well, 85%. Like niggers are made up of 85% water. They're still pretty dangerous.
Reminder of it, 10% is fertilizer. Various different fertilizers can make up fire retardant. And that fertilizer does a couple things. One, it cools down the vegetation, coating the brush, the trees with the retardant so that by the time the fire gets to it, it slows down the fire. It takes out the heat so that firefighters on the ground can actually put the fire.
All right, listen. I still smile when I hear the word retardant. I don't know why.
Now, if you live within a fire area and you get fire retardant on you, your home, or your car,
you're officially retarded.
Here are some steps on what to do. First, the things you should do. First, wash it off with water.
Wow. So you needed someone to tell you this. You have something on your skin that's burning. You need to wash it off your skin. Interesting.
The sooner, the better. Whether that's yourself, again, your vehicle or your home, you want to get it off. That fertilizer, that's that component of the retardant, can do damage to your paint or even your skin if left.
And your pets. Yeah, we get it.
Now, while it does have a fertilizer, the amount of fertilizer in it is a pretty higher percentage than the kind of fertilizer you want to leave on your garden. So if you do get any fertilizer on your landscape garden, you want to make sure to dilute it, add some water, try to get it off there because...
Well, add water. There's none coming out of my hose.
This percentage, yeah. It could burn and do some damage to your plants. So in your garden, at your home, in your car, or on you...
Yeah, that's a top priority right now. Everyone's thinking, yeah, there's been this terrible, terrible fire in SoCal, and what about the plants? Right.
The key is, it's not the end of the world. It does wash off, but you want to do so sooner than later.
Yeah, just wait for the don't pet your pets thing. Ceasefire in Gaza? Whoa. I wonder if we'll hear the number 33.
Palestinians in Gaza aching for an end to their suffering and families of Israeli hostages aching for their loved ones' return began celebrating even before an agreement in principle was officially announced by Qatar's prime minister. The deal consists of three phases. Details of only the first phase have been agreed on. It begins on Sunday with the staggered release of 33 Israeli hostages. Woo! Over the course of a 6-week period. At least.
All right. Call everybody you know. Let them know that Devin Lurchman, Masonic Shill, is playing the 33 MK Ultra Codexes. Triggering. Ceasefire in Gaza. 33. Fire retardant, 33
a week. Over that period, Israel will release dozens of Palestinians from Israeli jails. There are also timelines that will see a partial pullback of Israeli troops inside Gaza and the return of displaced Palestinians to the north.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. Believe me, that will probably not, I hate to say it, that won't happen with a whole lot more fighting. This whole ceasefire business, it should just be called allowing Israel to stock armaments, phase one. Unfortunately, these fucking Jews got to go. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it'd be nice if Russia finished up in Ukraine and then could retake Syria. That'd be nice. That'd be like step one, or no, if you finished up in Ukraine, that would be step two. Step two toward a multipolar world. Let's have it.
But in the wake of so much death, destruction, and pain, the feeling of relief many will be feeling tonight is tempered. Negotiations for the second and third phases will begin 16 days after the start of the partial ceasefire on Sunday. Set to deal with the release of the rest of the hostages, a permanent ceasefire, and finally, the future of Gaza.
Yeah,
that's, Palestinians in Gaza.
That's not happening. You're not getting to steps two and three, in my opinion. Israel shot the fucking negotiators. Every time a new negotiator popped up, they'd be killing the negotiator. These people do not want a permanent ceasefire. Fucking please. Please. But listen, if you're worried about a genocide in Palestine, just know that, all right, so you got to deal with a genocide here and there. Maybe you're a little tired of looking at dead fucking babies. But at least, you know.
It's in everything from licorice to cupcakes.
So red dye number 3 gives that bright cherry red color to a lot of foods, candies, etc.
The controversial additive now on its way out in the U.S.
There you go. But hey, at least you don't have to put up a red dye number 3. So... the dead babies shall continue until morale for Israel improves. But hey, no more red dye number 3. So what color will my fucking Twizzlers be now? That's what people are wondering about. Right. And the most important thing is, who's getting credit for the ceasefire in Gaza? Ooh, let's see, according to the CBC, Canada Broadcasting Governor.
Thank you.
Who gets credit for this, Mr. President, you or Trump?
The ink on the deal was still drying, and outgoing President Joe Biden was facing questions about who should get the credit.
Is that a joke?
No joke. After all, incoming President Donald Trump posted on social media moments after the news broke, claiming credit and not even mentioning his predecessor.
Oh, God. Who gives a fuck? Yes, depending on the timing now, this could be interesting, though. This could really work just in the ping pong for retards of it all. This could work against Dogar Blorf. Because Israelis, they have no reason to actually maintain a ceasefire. When the Israelis had a ceasefire with Lebanon, they just shot at the Lebanese anyway, claiming that, oh, they crossed this line, or we thought we saw armaments and things like that. A bomb in every living room, you know, things like this. So they could shit the bed all over this deal. Like the day after the inauguration, which would be great because Jews, they have no self-control. And it'd be great if the whole world saw that with Jews, you lose. Donald, with Jews, you lose. All right, Colorado's betting big on quantum technology. We love to track this. It's the stuff of fantasies. I don't know what to tell you. Is quantum technology yesterday's AI? Probably. You know, we'll see where this goes. Listen, if they can actually create a computer that completes calculations in another dimension or however the fuck this thing works, I guess good. I guess not. Or no one really even understands this, by the way. So that's the other thing.
Scientists are using tiny particles to make a massive impact.
This is going to benefit every American, every person in the world as a consumer. I mean,
Governor Jared Polis is one of those bullish on quantum technology. It uses particles smaller than an atom to essentially build computers and devices faster and more precise than ever. Scientists say the technology could one day detect illnesses in someone's breath or send data that can't be hacked.
And just name another thing on your wish list. This, too, could do that.
It's not just the technology.
Already 3,000 jobs in Colorado, but this could be 30,000, 300,000 jobs in 10 years.
Quantum could be a huge economic draw to Colorado.
Right. And people just love the word quantum, by the way. What you should be doing to sell this technology to the world is tell everybody that quantum technology will be able to erase all of your mom's butthole pictures off of OnlyFans. Now, that's a technology that could catch on because, unfortunately, we live in post-Weimar America, pre-Weimar America, actually, where women who can't afford to live in this country are selling their buttholes on OnlyFans. This is your country on fucking Jews. I think that'd be the one application of this quantum technology I might agree with. They claim quantum technology will make obsolete all defenses against cracking codes and everything. I mean, honestly, doesn't it sound a little bit like something out of a James Bond movie? It just sounds fucking stupid. And if quantum technology is something that does, quote unquote, take off, then everyone else has it. And then you're at parity again. So what's the advantage of having quantum technology once everyone else has it? I guess the idea is to get there first and somehow gain an edge. Or is this more Peter Thiel thinking where, oh, no, you're supposed to corner the market, literally have a monopoly on quantum technology. And is this another tech lords will rule over the world fantasy? I don't know. I have no idea. Yes. Instead, we should pay close attention to the ping pong for retards.
Joining us now to react to the confirmation hearing for Marco Rubio is Armin Kurdian, retired U.S. Navy captain and political strategist. Armin, thank you so much for joining us. Good to see you again. Now to begin.
Little Marco.
And how do you think the confirmation hearing for Marco Rubio went today?
I think Marco Rubio is a brilliant individual. Good afternoon.
Oh, I thought he was going to say gay and short.
Now, during Senator Rubio's hearing, the news broke that Israel and Hamas had agreed to the ceasefire and hostage deal. Now, Rubio didn't have a comment on that at the
time. I wish the hostage deal were actually something along this line, like, we're going to send you one dead Jew every day until you give us what we want. That's what should be happening. By the way, all these hostages, I think all but two of them have actually gained weight. They put weight on. So much for the bullshit about starving the hostages and the mistreatment. So give it a break.
Time now. The former IDF spokesperson saying on CNN last night that with Trump's threat that there would be hell to pay if hostages weren't released by the time he returned to office, no party wanted to be the one to spoil the deal. What do you make of the argument that Trump was the driving force behind this deal?
I think it's absolutely correct, because that is a change in the calculus for Hamas.
Okay, right. Sure. The Jew perception management operation is completely aligned with Donald Trump. This is a fact of the matter. They picked their guy, and now he's in. Likud party Jews, Hilltop Jews, Tunnel Jews, all Jews, even the ones who say they're not, are now on board with Donald Trump. This does not bode well for America.
That's a big thing that changed on November 5th following the election.
Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. The election. This election is the most important election in the world that ever happened ever. Okay. Right.
Now, when it comes to Europe, Rubio said in terms of Russia and Ukraine, quote, there will have to be concessions made, adding this conflict needs to end.
Wow. Rubio really bringing the analysis. Thank you for the insight, little Marco. That's great. I couldn't have lived without knowing it's got to end. Huh. Cutting, biting, incisive. What a dick.
A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been announced. President-elect Trump first broke the news in a post on Truth Social, saying the ceasefire agreement had been reached and that the hostages would be released shortly.
There you go. Now, why is it that Donald Trump, by the way, breaks the news? Oh, right. So it really is inside job, Jew perception management campaign. These kikes are telling Trump before they tell the White House. What does that tell you? What does it tell you?
After more than 15 months of war, the United States says Israel and Hamas have reached a ceasefire.
Right, we get it. We fucking get it. Okay. So the world's a dangerous place, but most of all, a warning of button batteries. That's right. You heard right. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Button and coin cell batteries are tiny but powerful. You can find them in everything from tea lights to toys. And in the hands of young children, they're uniquely dangerous. Aside from posing a choking hazard, if ingested, fluids in the body can activate a battery's electrical current.
If a child swallows one, it can become lodged in their esophagus, where it can actually burn a hole through the tissue and can be life-threatening.
Jesus. Hey, listen. One coin cell button battery for every Jew. Let's have that. Here, swallow this. It's a quantum vitamin. Here you go, kikes. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Hey, listen. Coin cell button batteries are burning the esophaguses of our children, but hey, listen.
The Food and Drug Administration has banned the use of red dye number 3.
So it's all, you know, it's going to be okay now. It's all, listen, America is back, baby. America's back. Red dye number 3 defeated. Yeah. Yeah. My God. Oh, we saw Hawley earlier. And he's often defending Catholics, you know, good for him. Defending any religious group but Jews is probably a good thing. And let's hear Hawley with Bondi regarding Catholics.
I'm sure you've read about this memo, which I now hold in my hands. This memo that was developed by the FBI field office in Richmond, Virginia, 23rd January 2023, targeting Catholic parishes for spying, for recruitment of infiltrators. I mean, the memo goes on and on and on about the FBI's plans to put assets into Catholic parishes, into choirs, This is an unbelievable, unbelievable assault on Americans' First Amendment rights. And we only know of it because of a brave whistleblower who came forward and released it to us. And I will tell you, I have never been misled and lied to like I was by the current attorney general and former FBI director. You're sitting now and told this committee, oh, we don't know anything about it. Office was involved. It was the single work of a single field office and a very few individuals. As it turns out, that's not true. Multiple field offices were involved. Multiple individuals were involved. Under your leadership, will you put a stop to the use of FBI or Department of Justice resources to try and recruit informants and spies into Christian churches or any church or house of worship in this country on the basis of nothing more than faith?
Of course, Senator.
Let me just say this. To our knowledge, no one who was involved in the writing and performance, execution of this memo, has been disciplined or fired. Will you conduct an investigation like you talked about, Ms. Bondi, that will get to the bottom of abuses like this? And to be clear, this is an outrageous abuse. It is an outrageous abuse. One of the worst abuses of Department of Justice.
Wow, see what I mean? He really pours it on, you know what I mean? He pours it on, then he does nothing. He's calling, he's taking names, and he's threatening to kick ass, and he just never puts the boot in ass. God, I hate this guy.
Justice and FBI authority in our history, will you conduct an investigation to find out who signed off on this, who approved it, who advocated
for it? Oh, it's Jew Merrick Garland. Merrick Garlanowicz. So now what? Ooh, now he won't do anything because he's scared of Jews. He's scared of the kike.
For it within the Department of Justice, will you open the books on these abuses?
Oh, I'm going to say yes, absolutely, and then do nothing. That's what Pam Bondi's going to do.
The American people can have confidence in their DOJ.
Oh, yeah.
Senator, and I think what you're talking about is the ultimate weaponization, what we've been discussing all day.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I totally, yeah. Listen, you're just saying something I was literally just thinking. We're totally going to do this. Okay. Yeah. Whatever you guys say. Whatever you say. Oh, yeah. Jennifer Rubin. Look who wrote this thing. Brian Stelzer. This pudgy little fuck is still around. Can you imagine this? My God, this country's so embarrassing. What an embarrassment. We should probably see this through the lens of the free press. Jennifer Rubin. The free press, by the way, they employ currently the post-Ozempic Barry Weiss, the fucking mid, like literal 90 IQ Jew. So let's go see this dump broad with her glasses half hanging off her face. Glasses askew Jew.
So sorry to report. The Washington Post opinion contributor Jennifer Rubin is leaving the outlet. But fret not, she is starting her own publication. If you can't tell the sarcasm in my tone, let me make it clear, this is not exactly a cause for celebration. Rubin's unique brand of commentary will now have its own dedicated platform because apparently the world needed more of that.
Here's the very cringeworthy announcement about her new publication, which she has dubbed The Contrarian.
Hi, I'm Jen Rubin.
And I'm Norm Eisen.
I am here to announce I am leaving the Washington Post in order to co-found with Norm an exciting new online platform, The Contrarian. We are
The Contrarian, C-U-N-T hyphen, Contrarian. You got to be shitting me. Robbie Swove is such a fag. What a fag. And who, this woman, by the way, I mean, no offense, I'm sure she's a nice person, but. Really? And then you got a gay Ken doll, Robbie Sove, with these weird, like, semi-geometric glass frames. I don't know. I don't know, Robbie. I really don't know. The aging twink look, not really working for you. Oh, here we go. We got the authentic Robbie Sove, who sits literally like a dude who has no dick.
Be a very loyal... listener, reader, whatever
it
is.
Contrarian.
One thing I do want to take on is when they publish this pro-democracy cookbook, you can be damn sure I'm going to whip up every recipe.
Robbie Swove, the man with no testicles. Cross-legged. This gay nigga sits like Richard Spencer.
Want to take on is when they publish this pro-democracy cookbook.
And she's just, boy, she can't wait. She's going to open this Pelican case right here. As soon as the camera's off, face down like it's a trough full of Twinkies.
You can be damn sure I'm going to whip up every recipe in there, and I'm going to give it a fair and honest review.
Yeah, oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Look at these. Even the shelf in the back is gay. Whoa, a Terminator head. An old 8mm camera. Oh, cool. You guys are so kitschy. So edgy. These people fucking suck. Fucking suck. Me, Billy Bee. Let's share our Devin Lurchman. Oh, there she is. Hello, Huntress. Nice to see you. All right, let's go check on the Tats and Z Chats. Pretty sure the Chats and Z Chats are the same thing. And what else? Oh, yeah, we're expecting you to do your best to support what you want to see more of in the world. And that would be, yes, that would be me, yours truly. That's right.
Fuck you.
Okay. Take it easy. Take it easy. Yep. Have I received an email from someone saying I shouldn't use this clip because it's a child saying fuck you? Yes, I have. Yes, I have, which really makes you think, should I be using this? Maybe it's inappropriate. Is it child exploitation? I mean, there's a child who had to practice this at home endlessly, saying it just right, spelling it out, tracing the letters in crayon, going to the rehearsal, saying it over and over, then finally getting in the film, probably having to say it another 100 times.
Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me.
Yeah, I'm going to keep
fuck
using
you,
it.
Fuck you. Pay me.
That's right.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Yep.
Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me.
All right. Oh, yeah. I said we were going to go over to F to the T to the J.
Guys, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. We have Bushmaster 6A, Modern Viking. We have Bushmaster 6A saying, which Biden, the 5'10" one or the 6'10" one? Yeah. Yeah. The many Bidens, the faux Bidens, F-A-U-X Bidens. Thanks, buddy. Bushmaster 6A, give him 1488. Anyone else want to step up and help your boy Davis on show number 200? Nice. Straight out of Swampton, dropping the memes. All right, we'll check those out. And speaking of pets, anybody missing a cat in Ozarkia, MENA, Arkansas region? Wow, my aunt took in a high-dollar stray. Wild. Did she get like one of those weird cats, expensive cats? Like a Maine Coon or something. Who the hell knows? Oh, hi, Huntress. She just dropped something in there. Modern Viking with a Heil Huntress. Yep. You got that right. Okay. Huntress, Viking, did you see the promo Spy and I did for his Sunday show? Oh, interesting. All right. Have to check that out. Where's my promo? I'm kidding. Wow, we got a lot of activity in here. Nice. And Modern Viking stepping up with 5 for your boy Davis. There you go. Thanks, buddies. And let's see what let's see what Odyssey has to say.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It just never, it never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here?
We got continue to have Dan Simmons, Cash for Kikes, David Bett Lynch. Why, you son of a... I see what you did there. Davis Bett Lynch. All right. Heinrich points out how savage these next-door neighbor kikes are. Interesting. Heinrich Pumlin. Yeah, Kick Chef, save the fish, let L.A. burn. Uh-huh. Hello, Spy Hunter, dropping the your Nazi needs some Dixie in there. Boy, that's a great image. Nice. Nope, we're in the audio-only phase, if you're wondering about a video playing. That's why you'd have a frozen image of the lovely Huntress. Excellent. Ah, look at that. Night Nation Review just stepped up with 5 in FTJ for your boy Davis. Thanks, buddy. And, oh, can't use beet juice for coloring like some products do. No, no, no. That's, we got to have red dye number 4, 5, 7, 9. Don't forget 8 and 1 and 2, but not 3 anymore. So listen, shit is looking up, baby. Red dye number 3 defeated. Nice. Next time they tell you you're not winning, just hold up 3 fingers and be like, red dye number. Am I right? Am I right? We're so fucking winning. We're winning, bitch. Well, I try to avoid processed foods, but frankly, it's completely impractical. You know, you do what you can. I can tell you this. I don't visit shit like McDonald's or something anymore. I don't do that. Not just because, frankly, it's too expensive for what it is, and I'd rather just get groceries, but mostly because it's fucking gross. I don't feel good after I eat it. It just does not agree. It's the same reason I don't do alcohol. It's not because I'm an alcoholic or I need to stop. It's just I lose time and motivation. I'm not interested in it. And frankly, when you have McDonald's, if you're not sitting on the toilet afterwards, you've probably already hollowed out your guts. I'm just saying. All right. NNR with the curious Garfinkel. What in the world? Check out Tillamook. Oh, Tillamook is a cheese in our stores. It's quite good, yeah. Nice, nice. Wait, who's a Davis 8? Am I getting picked on again? Listen, Zani is cute. I don't know what to tell you. Like, sure, she's got weird tats and stuff. And, right, the emails about that don't stop. I suppose people, they must listen to the show, like, whenever they hear it. Because I receive fresh emails about saying, oh, Bambi Thug is ugly or whatever. I already said she's weird pretty. So it's not going to be everyone's pretty. She's not girl next door pretty. There's a difference. I just think, you know, you're not really admitting. You got to take the whole woman in sometimes and just say, what's the overall effect of this, the thing this woman's doing? That's all. Yeah, don't say what kind of cat then. You got to have verification exactly. Ah, Serbian Bull with $3. Support Lurtles McGee. Yes, Lurtles McGee, right? This is the new one. That's a good one, actually. What was that show, Psych, that had all those weird nicknames for Gus? Someone should be enumerating all of the Lerman nicknames. I remember one of the Psych nicknames for Gus, the Negro Gus, was, what was it? Oh, yeah, yeah, it was Lavender Gooms. Lerman Gooms. Oh, wow. That's wild. That is wild. Ah, look at this. Okay. Gahari going to be on with Nick, eh? All right. That's the idea. Partially to address the bullshit and undermining narratives officially so that there's a final word on it and that anyone with intelligent and anyone intelligent and decent can move forward with the new platforms. Okay. I like it. So you're like sealing it off, NNR. You're sealing it off. Yeah. yeah, probably a good guy to talk to. I don't know if it's just me, but your audio seems skewed to the left. Let me go just double check something, Serb. It could be that I've fucked up a setting here. Hold on. I'm going into settings. I'm going into audio. And nope. All right. Nope. Nothing's changed. I got echo cancel, reduce background, and automatically adjust mic volume. Nothing else has changed. I've not changed any of the stereo or mono settings. So I don't know why that is. That's weird. I'm just going to chalk it up to StreamYard being shit. How about that? We'll just, I've settled on that and I feel pretty good about that. Hey, NNR, don't know if you need like something to play for 5 minutes into your show, but I did that Piss Streamer's essay in audio, if you remember. I could resend that to you, I guess, if I got a sec over here. Not that you're compelled to play it, obviously, but I put some thought into it. And I don't know. People have told me it's valuable, so. I need to send Davis insane emails. I keep forgetting. No, don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. And most of them just get deleted, but some of them are so strange, I have to, like, crook an eyebrow and be like, huh, is this performance art? Like, sometimes I think it's a fan or someone who likes the show. I don't want to say fan. I think it's someone who likes the show who's fucking with me, but then it always crosses a line and makes me think, yeah. Like, this really is a crazy person. Hello, Anna1913. Nice to see you. In the U.S., food color gives you cancer. Here in Germany, we have E120 carmesan red from lice. What in the world? At least it's only disgusting and not a carcinogen. Well, that's true, right? They really get coloring from lice. Boy, that's weird. That is weird. Oh, look at Kick Chef making cat feed jokes. That's a Jim Fetzerism, by the way. Do you know that Jim Fetzer used to have an imprint called Cat Feed Press? Isn't that weird? Some of his more rare works were on Cat Feed Press. Oh, Jim Fetzer. Yes, indeed. Oh, Jim Fetzer. Oh, David Lynch. Oh, Robbie Swove. Yeah. God. I hate Robbie Swove. Yes, indeed.
I want a pet monkey. Wood is such a blessing for humanity.
What the fuck is David Lynch doing?
Especially the morning variety.
He's just sitting on the corner of La Brea and Hollywood. With a fucking cow.
I went out with a cow and a placard for Laura Dern. And it was, you know, a necessity because I didn't have the money to buy ads in the trades. And it brought awareness.
If you want to see the greatest performance of 2006, check out Laura Dern's performance in Inland Empire. Here in L.A., beautiful blue skies.
Here in L.A., beautiful blue skies.
Golden sunshine.
Golden sunshine.
Muted sunshine.
It's 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
54 degrees Fahrenheit. 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Maxim.
Okay, good. Get her undressed and we'll do this thing. Naomi came in and did not look exactly like the photograph that I had fallen in love with.
It was disappointing.
It was not disappointing.
A little bit.
It was devastating. Here's the thing with that champ. That's short for champion. Yes.
Oh, there seems to be a growing trend in Hollywood now where there's a lot of prominent product placements. How do you, as a filmmaker, feel about this growing trend?
Bullshit. We're freezing our ass off up here. Who gives a fucking shit how long a scene is? What a heavy load Einstein must have had. Fucking morons everywhere.
What's that buzzing?
It's the lights.
Fuck. Drive me nuts.
Fucking A, man. It drives me nuts.
I love to eat cheese.
We're cooking quinoa. Moths were flipping and flying and like frogs. Frog moths were pulling themselves out of the earth and flying up in front of the stand. Dust was blowing. It was like a...
And there you have it. A fantastic bowl of quinoa.
Would you like some pie?
Massive, massive quantities and a glass of water, sweetheart. My socks are on fire. She's my mother's sister's girl.
I had another Monica Bellucci dream.
You remind me today of a small Mexican chihuahua.
Action, Kale.
Kale. Kale. And he calls me Kale. That's another story.
Okay. Because during Dune, Dino De Laurentiis, who produced that, couldn't say Kyle, and he called it Gale.
Have you seen Kale?
Gale. And he had spoke like that.
Sure.
David picked that up. He becomes fond of it. So now he calls me Kale. He says, Kale.
Kale, you come to right about here.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in, Tidbit.
My nickname is Tidbit since I was 16.
Okay, I love you, Tidbit. I love you, sweetie. I love you.
I just remember he said, cut, Tidbit. You'll have them bolting for the fire exits. I was like, what? Oh, my God. It seemingly crushed, but he was so happy. I guess I did it the way he wanted me to.
I'd spent 10 years of auditioning in Los Angeles where you... Lucky if you get to meet the director, you might not get a bit of eye contact or a handshake or anything. Nonetheless, David looked at me and he actually asked me questions. So there was a conversation. He sat me still and said, I'm interested in you. And therefore I was able to.
I'm sure you get that a lot, actually.
I sure love you, Naomi. Naomi knocked this thing out of the park. She is such a fantastic actress.
Laura Dern is one of the all-time great actresses. She could play anything.
I don't know about that.
Got a call that he wanted to meet me at Bob's Big Boy to see if Kyle MacLachlan and I could get along or something.
I used to go to Bob's Big Boy restaurant, and I went there for seven.
That's where our first IRL meeting is going to be, everybody.
So years. Every day at 2:30. Not Chinese dentist time. It was a Chinese dentist time. But I went there because I like to have a chocolate milkshake.
We ordered malts and French fries.
And there was a silver goblet shake. It wasn't really ice cream. It was a thing they put into a thing called a Taylor machine. And it would get cold, and they'd pull the lever, and it would come out in kind of a tube of ice cream and fill this goblet. And I like this chocolate milkshake. I had these things for 7 years with a cup of coffee, and I would write.
Swampy, I'm with you, dude. I can't stand Laura Dern. And yet, I can admit that she's worked in some of his films. Like, yeah. Blue Velvet, like she was perfect for that role. But yes, most of what she does, I can't take, you know.
Right on the napkins.
David was doodling on napkins while Kyle was doodling with a knife into his ketchup. And I mean, a girl either goes, these are really bizarre men and they're twin souls, or I'm in love with both these people and want to spend the rest of my lives with them, which is how I responded.
And I would write on the napkins. It was like having a desk. And you need paper, there's a piece of paper, and you write on it when you get ideas.
Ideas are so beautiful, and they're so abstract, and they do exist someplace. I don't know if there's a name for it, and I think they exist like fish, and I believe that if you sit quietly like you're fishing, you will catch ideas. The real, you know, beautiful big ones swim kind of deep down there, so you have to be very quiet. And, you know, wait for them to come along.
If you catch an idea, you know, any idea, it wasn't there, and then it's there. it might just be a small fragment of, like I say, a feature film or a song or a lyric or whatever, but you got to write that idea down right away. And as you're writing, sometimes it's amazing how much comes out, you know, from that one flash. So you get an idea and it is like a seed. And in your mind, the idea is seen and felt. And it explodes like it's got electricity and light connected to it. And it has all the images and the feeling. And it's like in an instant, you know the idea. In an instant. Then the thing is translating that to some medium. It could be a film idea or a painting idea or a furniture idea. It doesn't matter. It wants to be something. It's a seed for something. So the whole thing is translating that idea to a medium. And in the case of film, it takes a long time, and you always need to go back and stay true to that idea.
The film is the thing. You work so hard, you know, after the ideas come, to get this thing built, all the elements to feel correct, the whole to feel correct, in this beautiful language called cinema.
Yeah, he was a meditation fag, wasn't he? Yeah. I guess meditation works for a lot of people. I've never really, I have trouble sitting still or being completely alone with my thoughts. So that's, I'm not big on that. But yeah, you know, good for, I guess if that works for you. Yes. All right. Ah, what do we have here? Oh dear, is this Irene Zizblatt? Holocaust survivor dies during trip to Auschwitz. Who is this dumb broad? Here you go. 6,000,001. I like it. Oh, no, this was like Elsa something, wasn't it? They're all the same. They're all the fucking same. Fucking Jews. Ah, here you go. There you go. A simple yet effective meme, right? Oh, remember this? This was classic. Winona Ryder said Mel Gibson once asked her if she was an oven dodger. That's pretty great. That's pretty great. I guess the answer was yes. Winona Ryder is an oven dodger, right? Isn't that the... Did we get an answer, Mel? That's what we want to know. Did we get an answer? We're dying to know. Oh, look, a little Marco. Little Marco taking a sip. Look at that teeny tiny glass he has. It's probably to make his hands look big. Interesting. And what's this? Oh, I see. Going to make everyone upset. Huntress, how does your husband feel about this? Really, it's upsetting me, actually, just looking at it. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I know. It's just a thing. It's just AI. I get it. I get it. All right. Where were we? Amira. Yeah, sometimes I literally lose train
of thought. I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Colonize a grind set with $3 for the Werther's original bowl budget. There you go. Thanks, buddy. Always honest. Can't afford 200 for your 200th show. So here is 20. Why, thank you, dear. All of it helps, so I appreciate it. Straight out of Swampton. Well, there goes my hopes and dreams. Okay. Modern Viking. They also get coloring from cockroaches. Really? Red dye number La Cucaracha. Okay. Like, I'll play along, I guess. Interesting. Interesting. Just the word aspartame, by the way. Shouldn't that just be illegal based on that? Sounds like a disease or a condition. Aspartame. And then, of course, there's the sixth grade chuckling that goes on when someone says Asperger's. It's like, it does evoke an image, you know, because burgers have buns and then you just said ass. So I'm just saying it's a, you know, it's a thing for kids on the playground and yours truly, I guess. All right. On account of, it seems, NNR's having Dave Ghari on for a discussion about the whole troglodytes and all of that. This seems appropriate, doesn't it? Oh, boy. Here it comes again. It's not a tumor. Right. All right. We're going to leave that up and get back to the audio. We've got clips. Petting your dog could get you sick.
On the Medical Watch this afternoon, how petting your dog could get you sick.
Let's go to medical reporter Dina Bear. She's here with that warning. Dina.
Lourdes and Ben, petting dogs could spread salmonella.
Oh, look, it's not even the fire retardant now. It's salmonella. Well, this is great. It's getting better and better.
Health threat is usually spread through contaminated food, but Penn State researchers say people who stroke their pet may come in contact with fecal matter and get sick with antibiotic resistant.
Oh, now do fags. Yeah, okay, I like the idea of warning against getting the fecal matter in your hand. Now do fags. We're waiting.
Salmonella. Experts say pets are overlooked as a possible...
Listen, I knew Salmonella. He was a perfectly fine gentleman. Anyway, yeah. Half staff? Flags?
A flag controversy is brewing ahead of Inauguration Day. Flags have flown at half-staff since former President Jimmy Carter's death on December 29th.
Okay, why is that a controversy? It's not. This is called ping pong for retards. Yes, you knew it deep down in your guts, and now you know it in your frontal lobes. Right. Free speech in U to the K. Should we? I guess we have to.
Britain will enact free speech legislation for universities amid mounting calls from leading academics, but only partially. The British.
Oh, so it's going to be partial free speech. This is great.
The government is seeking to repeal some provisions of the incoming law, which it deems burdensome. NTD's international correspondent Malcolm Hudson has more on this from London.
No, I don't think we will, actually. We won't be doing deep dives into hypothetical free speech in UK universities, right.
Phillipson is seeking to repeal other parts of the legislation.
The first is the duties on student unions in the Act. Students' unions are neither equipped nor funded to navigate such a complex regulatory environment.
Oh, actually, what the real concern is, student unions can turn into free Palestine unions, and that's the last fucking thing the Jews want. So that's why that's not allowed. There is an attack upon student unions in this country, just as there is upon labor unions, so... Yep. Welcome to your country on Jews.
New reporting from the Los Angeles Times is calling into question how prepared LA County was in advance of the deadly wildfires that are raging across the region.
Wow, that's like soft serve diarrhea right there. Wow, quite a hard hitting report. Less than prepared. Oh, interesting. Lack of preparedness. Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of criminal shit was happening to be that unprepared for a fire. And petting your dog could make you sick, fecal matter, but right, fags are fine. So no red dye number three, winning. Yep. Well, there's always Karen Bass in Cuba.
You know, listen, a lot of people have been talking about, you know, who's to blame, you know, whether it's Gavin Newsom or the mayor. A lot of people don't realize that Karen Bass is actually at, you know, we talk about these left-wing policies. She has ties to communism. She was cutting sugarcane in Cuba. She's had 15 trips to Cuba, met with Fidel Castro. She is a solid communist. So don't be surprised that your policies make your city look like this when you put a communist.
Oh, guys, it's communists. Yeah, it's not that she's a dumb nog. Right. It's not lesbian niggers. No, no, not at all. It's commies. Right, 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 right. Okay, guys. Sure. I'm pretty sure the commie threat has long since passed. Someone tell James Lindsay. No, it's Jews. It's Jews and their little Negro pets. But of course, you're not going to get that out of Fox fucking News. Why not jump over to Korea?
South Korea's impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol was arrested Wednesday, a first for a sitting president of the country.
Right. So that continues. Democracies are an ever-loving fucking shit show, and anywhere America has ties and influence turns into an open society, which eventually ends in this sort of fucking chaos. You understand Korea would be an Asian society like many others, mostly coherent, both internally and externally. But no, the Jewish American influence has really done a fucking mind job on these people. They got K-pop. They've got hypogonadism spreading like wild. I guess the Korean kids' nuts don't drop or something like this. And the K-pop's turning women into fag lovers. They love little Chinese boys that look like girls. Korean. It's all fucked up, dude. It's nuts. It's nuts. And a KTLA fire story that this turns into a money story, you say?
All right, David Lazarus joining you now to answer a couple of questions. Damage, obviously, the LA wildfires in the billions. I think.
Okay, we're going to answer some questions now, so just prepare yourself.
They're 275.
That's the highest.
Maybe for the Palisades alone.
No, that's all the fires, yeah.
Okay, so those are expenses initial, but there's going to be a lot more expenses long term.
Yeah, I mean, once we get the fires out and people safe, this turns into a money story. And that story is going to last for decades. As we've been talking about, the damage estimates now top $250 billion. And let's face it, insurers are just simply not equipped to handle anywhere close to that level of.
Wow. Okay, so cool. So in other words, one half of what we've given Ukraine could just have solved all this. Weird. It's almost like we shouldn't have done that. But then again, this is your country on Jews. Speaking of Jews, you know, I love to fantasize about a future in which all of our problems are solved and there's a big blanket of ash. And I get yours truly. I get to take my big black steel toe boots and stomp on the smoldering corpse of a kike. It's just a dream. A guy can dream. I'm allowed to dream. And now I know that in that potential future, I'm going to need something more of a breathing apparatus than just like a medical mask, because medical masks don't work against ash.
Also note that cloth masks, medical masks like the regular blue ones, bandanas, they do not provide adequate protection against ash. And
there you go. Now we know. Now you know. I wouldn't want to get a COPD from stomping smoldering kike corpses. So there's that. There's that, you know, just like in a dreamlike future, obviously. Okay, no Fed post. The LADA, the truth comes out, presumed guilty.
And by the way, with respect to the charges I'm going to announce, please know this. The charges themselves are not evidence. Everyone that I'm going to describe today is presumed guilty.
There you go. Which is accurate, right? Maybe we should change this in America on account of white people are presumed guilty anyway. Why not just change it to presumed guilty for everybody? Either that or we're going to have to sack up and, yeah, we're going to have to renounce the Civil Rights Act and we're going to have to rectify Jewish jurisprudence with white values, which really just means getting rid of Jews. That's how you rectify it. Yeah. So you got Farage and Musk in Parliament. This is the labor joke. Okay. There's an inauguration party planned with Elon Musk, so maybe not so much of a joke. Let's hear it.
While the honorable member for Clacton may miss out on his big allowance from Elon Musk, the specter of the richest man in the world trying to buy a...
Is he the richest man in the world, though?
British political party should give us all pause for thought. And after years of the Conservatives taking millions of pounds of Russian money, will the prime...
Oh my God, they're just as fucking gay over there. Everywhere you go, it's ping pong for retards. It really, really is. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up.
It essentially looks like a bomb went off out here.
It looks like a bomb went off here as well.
It looks like a bomb went off.
Looks like it was carpet bombed.
Every single home is obliterated. Looks like a bomb went off.
Cars obliterated like bombs went off.
It looks like a bomb went off. It looks apocalyptic.
It looks like Hiroshima. A bomb went off. Everything is gone.
It looks like Hiroshima.
It looks like literally a nuclear bomb went off and leveled our entire city.
Looks like a disaster zone, like a bomb went off.
Looking like a bomb went off.
It looks like a bomb went off. It's really unbelievable.
Wow. All right. So listen, there's probably going to be people posting that a bomb went off. LA fires. Bomb went off. Maybe. But let's focus on the LA's smart city strategy. I mean, after all, we just got lucky, and it just so happens where they're planning smart cities. We're just leveled. So, I mean, that works out. It's just, you know, which use you lose except when they're winning.
Hi, my name is Ted Ross, Chief Information Officer at the City of Los Angeles. As you know, we live in a world full of urban challenges, from traffic congestion that takes our time and
pollutes
our environment, to natural disasters that
beaners and spicks
that threaten the safety of our communities.
To picking in these Mau Maus.
Address these challenges, Los Angeles looks
Haitians and Jamaicans
to smart city technology can positively transform our urban environment.
Right.
While not a silver bullet, technology provides solutions that were previously unavailable.
Yeah, like shock collars for niggers. That sounds good.
To the generations who lived before us.
Ooh, quantum wood chippers for Jews. Nice.
It is technology that enables transparency in our policing.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's why we have so much transparency. Yeah. Yeah.
And gives a powerful voice to our diverse communities.
Oh, well, that's the last thing we need. So maybe thumbs down on smart cities.
It's technology that innovates alternative energy sources to reduce pollution and limit our carbon footprint.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it's right. So red dye number 3 defeated, carbon footprint reduced, winning.
And it is technology that provides ultra high speed internet connectivity for LA residents and businesses to do amazing things.
Sure. Yeah. I'm glad LA is going to have amazing internet. I still can't seem to manage amazing internet, but sure. As long as it works out for LA and Ukraine. And let's not forget Fios in Israel that we all paid for. So there's that.
Technology
winning, red dye number 3, Fios in Israel winning.
Enables the city of LA to efficiently and ethically improve the quality of life for our residents, businesses, and visitors.
What about water coming out of the hydrants? Could you guys, could you work on that part?
In LA, we believe smart cities are much more than software you purchase.
All right, here we go. We're going to have a 5-step plan to dystopia. Here we go.
Or sensors that you install in the cityscape. A smart city is an integrated, intelligent urban ecosystem comprised of multiple ingredients that must work together for the benefit of the public. This would include, first, smart city infrastructure. This is the physical technology.
Oh, yeah, because that's what America is so good at, infrastructure, right? We can't maintain the bridges we have, but we're going to build smart cities, don't you know? Unless they're private cities that billionaires build, and then they can monetize everything inside it like a giant company store. Maybe that's the vision. Someone contact Mencius Moldbug. Incoming. Tech lords.
Used to deliver smart city technologies, such as Department of Transportation's ATSAC traffic management system.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows the ATSAC transport. What was it? Yeah. World famous.
Which uses 4,500 connected traffic intersections to reduce travel time by more than 13%.
Whoa. AI winning. Quantum AI reducing traffic patterns, right?
Or the Public Works street lighting's 165,000 LED street lamps.
Sweet. Nice. What about that water not coming out of the hydrant?
That saves $3 million a year in electricity.
Wow. So you know it saves it because we didn't have to spend it. But wait, if you didn't have to spend it, how did you know it saved the whatever?
Second are smart city data tools. This is the ability to share information across the smart city when you need it.
Oh, so like internet. Wow, that's cool. So you can share information across the county when you need it. Wow.
Where you need it. Such as sanitation's Clean Streets program.
Whoa, keeping streets clean. The future, it's futuristic. It's quantum smart cities, everybody.
That proactively improves street cleanliness across 6,500 miles of LA streets.
Oh, sure, except now you're bringing in street shitters, so good luck. You better double your fucking street cleaning robots or whatever the fuck you're using.
Or our Data Science Federation, which every semester matches university data scientists in training with LA urban challenges.
You know what? Maybe we should just be glad of Bomb Went Off. I don't know if you guys are going to make a smart city there or whatever's going to happen. We should probably just be glad a bomb went off.
It essentially looks like a bomb went off out here.
It looks like a bomb went off here as well.
It looks like a bomb went off.
Looks like it was carpet bombed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know somewhere that was carpet bombed. But ceasefire. Red dye number 3. Ceasefire. Gaza winning. Robot quantum street cleaners winning, smart cities incoming, tech lords. The fucking country's a joke. What a fucking joke.
You're here with us on Meet the Press to announce a new executive order. What is this executive order? What are you hoping to?
Oh, yeah, now brace yourselves. Gavin Newsom is using his sleight of hand in Ping Pong for Retards here. Don't look at the failure of my governance. Look at executive order.
Look, we've got to be thinking 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years ahead.
Build back better.
And at the same time, we're focusing on the immediacy, which is life, safety, and property. And so we want to fast track by eliminating
life, safety, property, build back better.
Any CEQA requirements. I got coastal act changes that we're making.
Oh, coastal act change. Well, this changes the game entirely. Why didn't you say so?
I want to make sure when someone rebuilds that they have their old property tax assessments.
Build back better. Old property tax.
And that they're not increased. So all of that's been done.
Sure. That's going to be ripped right out of this fucking thing.
Who in the executive order we just announced.
CEQA governor and the coastal act are both environmental regulations.
Nice. At least that. See? We're winning. Red dye number 3, environmental regulations.
Over the course of the next several years, Los Angeles will be host to the World Cup and then the Super Bowl and then the Olympics. Yeah. With this rebuilding effort needing to take place, is LA going to be ready for all of those goals?
Totally. LA's 2.0. It's LA 2.0. We're winning. It's smart cities. It's quantum street cleaners. We're winning. LA 2.0.
My humble position, and it's not just being naively optimistic, that only reinforces the imperative moving quickly, doing in the spirit of collaboration and cooperation.
Oh, buzzword. MK Ultra buzzwords. Nicely done, Gavin.
President of the United States, Donald Trump, to his credit, was helpful in getting the Olympics to the United States of America to get it down here in LA. We thank him for that. This is an opportunity for him to shine, for this country to shine, for California and this community to shine. The opportunity with all of that. And all that opportunity and that pride and spirit that comes from not just hosting those three.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. You get the idea. Fucking horse shit. Anything but talking about why the water won't come out of the hydrant. Okay. Right. Executive order. Build back better. Former property tax. Former taxes. LA 2.0. Infrastructure. Whatever you guys say. All right. So what was holding up the approval of the Gaza truce anyway? What was the deal? Why the timing? Why are people making a thing of the timing? Why are we wondering who's responsible? Who gets credit?
Well, good morning. Earlier today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hamas objected to Israel's ability to stop the release of certain prisoners.
However, the deal isn't a sure thing, with Israel this morning saying it wouldn't ratify the deal until Hamas stops backtracking on already agreed upon details.
See, the Israelis, they want to keep the 9-year-olds, the 7-year-olds, and there's even 2 6-year-olds. Do you understand? Israel has children in fucking jail. They have Palestinian children in jail. And yes, Hamas would make a thing of that, right? Big surprise. Oh, by the way, you're holding people without charges, so maybe like we can work on getting them back first. How about them? Oh, what's that? You say the kids have charges. Okay, wow. Okay, so when you're a Palestinian 6-year-old, you can have charges against you. Wow. These kikes have got to go. They've got to go. You know what else has to go? J.D. Vance's extra pounds, which got up and went. You can tell by his garden hose arms and his girlish figure. A new report proposes redefining obesity because there's so many fat pigs waddling around now. They're like, well, we got to change this up here. Let's change the BMI numbers. Instead of making America healthier, let's just slide the BMI scale.
Health check. New guidance from a team of health experts around the world proposes expanding the definition of obesity. The Commission on Clinical Obesity recommends reducing...
Oh, now, wait a second. Expanding. It's sitting right there. I feel like I had to. Well, what you're listening to is a product placement for Wegovy, all of the shots that reduce your muscle mass while they take the pounds off. Oh, evidently, by the way, it changes your brain chemistry, which is really weird. What's happening there? The report also so, new diagnostic did you know one of the major side effects is dehydration? Why is that? Oh, because you no longer crave taking a drink of water. Think about that. Oh, that's perfectly normal. I'm going to take this shot of this thing, and it's going to change my brain chemistry such that I ignore thirst. What? Oh, and while it's doing that, dehydrating you, you're also losing muscle mass in equal proportion to fat. Oh, wow. Okay, it's good. That's real good. So the former fatty pig fatties, they won't be able to beat the Jews when they need to, and they won't even be able to fight back against the Nogs. It sounds like the kind of Jewish poison a kike would invent. Oh, weird. It was. Hey, look at that. It was. Speculators are buying up the burn properties. Weird. I thought they were worthless.
We're dealing with a myriad of issues. I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in, buying up properties, and the like. So we're already working with our legal teams to move those things forward. And
oh, okay. So in other words, he'll be facilitating speculators buying up the LA properties. Totally not BlackRock. Totally not BlackRock. Quantum BlackRock winning. Red Dye number 3 defeated. Winning. Quantum BlackRock buying up speculators, buying up the properties. Yeah. Okay. Well, at least your country's looking out for you. They real concerned about your nicotine.
The White House is putting forth a proposal that aims to make cigarettes less addictive by capping nicotine levels.
Oh, how about you just make the cigarettes like in other countries where they don't add, you know, I'm not going to say it. It's so fucking obvious. Yes. Cigarettes in other countries are easier to quit because they don't have the same addictive properties on account of they don't have the same addictive chemicals. So, like, how about you work on that instead of pretending. Do this virtue signaling, like we're looking out for you. We're going to reduce the nicotine. Yeah. Okay. It's not the nicotine. People can take nicotine patches and they don't have the same addictive qualities as a cigarette. Why is that? That's weird.
Well, first of all, we'll accept some blame. Right. So at the LA Times,
he was the owner of LA Times admitting it was a mistake to endorse Karen Bass for the mayor of Los Angeles.
We endorse Karen Bass. I think right now in front, that's a mistake.
OK. So after the fact, very brave of you. Wow. Brave stance. Right. Now that everyone's shitting on the black mayor of LA. Let me have a turn. Hand me the toilet paper. So brave. So mosquitoes carrying Japanese encephalitis. Probably a concern, right? But here's the thing. I'm not sure we can believe a word of it on account of Dr. Oz said it.
Tiny carriers of a deadly disease.
Seizures, severe brain damage.
Okay, well, listen. Dr. Oz isn't always wrong, but I don't know about mosquitoes carrying deadly Japanese encephalitis. Which is more dangerous, the Bill Gates mosquitoes or these? I don't know. I know which one's more dangerous. The rabbi that owns Pornhub.
The Supreme Court heard a challenge today to a Texas law that requires age verification for adult websites. A trade group representing adult entertainment performers and companies argues the law violates the First Amendment.
Oh, my God. The Jews are doing it again. How did this ever happen, by the way? It's like, oh, no, fucking on film is totally First Amendment. It's free speech. Yeah, it's free speech when you're going, Right. Okay. It's just fucking nuts. President Trump. Oh, sorry. President-elect Trump. Okay. exploring an option to save TikTok before the U.S. ban. What?
New this morning, President-elect Donald Trump may be planning to keep TikTok alive in the U.S. Trump's pick for National Security Advisor, Florida Representative Mike Walls, says Trump is exploring options to preserve the popular app, which is set to shut down in the U.S. come Monday.
Right, as long as they sell it to the Jewish interests who'd like to run it. Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
TikTok users are flooding Chinese social...
Okay, this is about... The Red Note, or what the left conspiracy people are calling, the Q-tards of the left now are calling it, like a little red book, Mao's little red book. No, it translates to Red Note, but okay.
Social media app Red Note, just days before a potential ban could remove TikTok from U.S. users' lives. Some of them have come up with a creative way to describe the trend, calling themselves TikTok refugees. Red Note saw...
Ah, clever. TikTok quantum refugees.
U.S. downloads skyrocket nearly 200% more than last week.
12 became 24 downloads. I don't know. Listen, there's probably a lot of people getting into the Red Note because they know what's coming. Even if TikTok remains in the U.S., it's going to be like a shell of its former self. Whatever agreements are come to, it will become a deeply philo-Semitic app. And no one wants that fucking shit. Not even the people who think they want it. Even the average Fox News viewer, when they're scrolling their future TikTok, are going to be like, oh my God, it's enough already. Yeah, we get it. Jews are great. Great, great. Yeah.
This according to database Sensor Tower. The Chinese app also topped the ranks of free downloads on both Apple and Google's app stores in the U.S. Another app called Lemon 8 trails behind Red Note in second place. The app works almost the same as...
Okay, so there's more than one. This is another great thing. File this under unintended consequences, Kikes. So you make unilateral decisions, and to the extent any real market exists, like market needs are responded to, and up pops alternatives, making your threats against TikTok... All the less scary. So there's that.
Red Note has already faced criticism from users for strict censorship rules. The platform.
Oh, right, but it's only censorship. It's not censorship against Jews, or anti-Semitism, I should say. It's censorship against Chinese government talk. Big surprise. Which again, I couldn't give a fuck about. Sounds good to me. Okay, you get your wrist slapped for saying down with the Chinese government, but you get to say kikes belong in ovens or whatever. Or have you seen kale? Right. Russia, retaliation.
Russia is hinting at possible retaliation against the U.S. over new oil sanctions. That's as American and Ukrainian officials comment on President-elect Trump's approach to sanctions. NTD's international correspondent Arian Ponsdar has the latest on the Russia-Ukraine war, starting with today's successful exchange of prisoners of war.
Okay. Well, that could be interesting to get into, but first, let's go ahead. We've not been paying attention to our chats. I've been locked in on the news, so let's go ahead and see the chat over at F2TheT2TheJ. Flood tells us real niggas have crypto wallets. Yeah, I'm working on mine. I think he's talking to me, actually. All right. Here we go. Me, Billy Bew. Happy 200 show. I'm broke as fuck. Goddamn. Here's 200 niggers. Oh, thank you. Modern Viking with literally 200 niggers, which is a very unpleasant sight. Oh, Lord, look at this. God damn. Where is the bomb when you need one? You could blow these lips and gums sky high. Straight out of Swamped In. Dearth Vitter. Boy, that's a strange one. It's a very strange one. If you sent things like this more frequently, Swampy, I would begin to be very concerned. Deeply concerned. What in the world? What is going on here? Is this now going to become a thing? Some other thing on the internet I don't get? Dearth Vitter. God damn. What's Flood dropping on here? Look at this shizzle. Me, Billy Bew. Oh, I get it. Oh, I like that. Let me add this here. Share. Scron. Check it. Decathlon niggas. Cotton niggas. Hell yeah. Wakanda bitches. Nigga man. Nicely done. Nicely done. Still, this is nicer to look at. Okay. Hail Flood. Flood Tribe. Flood Tribe. Ah. Oh, my God. There's so many images. Holy. This is wild. This be wild. Oh, yeah. Look at this. This is a good AI right here. Soapy ass niggas. Yeah, that's pretty good. Nicely done. Nice. All right. NNR is next. He's going to be having the trog niggas getting wrecked. No, not erect. Okay. Well, there might be that too. You never ever know. Let's check the chats on Odyssey. Me, biddly, biddly. Here we go. Fuck LED street. Dude, LED street lighting sucks a dick. They make warm LEDs, right? So why aren't street lights warm LEDs? I don't know why they insist on this. Dave and Anon Goy. Oh, that's who's coming on. All right. It's not going to be just about those faggots, but the bullshit they caused will be addressed. Of course, of course, of course. Oh, dear. Real name, Winona Laura Horovitz. Ay, ay, ay. She is an oven dodger. That's probably why she's always wearing dresses. She probably has a terrible ass. Winona Ryder probably has one of those awful Jew broad asses. Ah, now it makes sense. Yep, yep, yep. Now it makes sense. Ah, lowered stimulus of oxytocin increases likelihood of disease and chronic stress. Well, yeah, that doesn't sound good. That does not sound good. Yeah. Zion Rebbe has entered the house. Colonizer Grindset is in the his aisle. Boiling Frog. They keep saying those the hostages. They are war prisoners. The fucking language surrounding this war, decades-long ethnic cleansing genocide by the fucking kikes who should be called humanity's plague. Yep, yep, yep. Yep. Smoking. Ah, organic tobacco. Yeah, that's probably much better. Not that I smoke either way, but Could you imagine this? Yeah. Could you imagine my throat? What it would be like if I smoked? It might be better, actually. I wonder if inhaling smoke and like killing some of those little, what are those little hairs in there? The cilia or whatever they're called. Yeah, that might be good for my throat. I might have overactive, agitated cilia. All right. Yes, LED streetlights do suck a dick. White adjacent, the official 1984. Yeah, that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good. Fucking X. Oh my god, what is this? Oh my god, Mary Fagan. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to start following Mary Fagan. This is too much. This is too much. I'll show it to you. It's unbelievable. In 3, 2, 1, here we go. Wow. What the fuck? Here it comes. Okay, what is there to say? What is there to say? So, wow. If this is real, I kind of have a hard time believing it's real. By the way, maybe what is with the belly, the navel going on here? Just work with me. Work with me. I want you to watch this. Try to ignore the rest of the body movements, and just look how unnaturally the navel keeps uncentering. Look how it moves. It moves strange. Could this be a fake? Not a deep fake, but a cheap fake. I don't know. That could be some medical device or some medical accoutrement. I have no fucking idea what we're dealing with here, but boy, it looks like it moves really weird. Really weird. Yeah, take the slime off your chicken boiling frog. Exactly. Exactly. We don't need to put bleach on our fucking chicken, niggers. They already do that before it gets delivered. Wild. That's a different link, numbnuts. Oh, I know that. I know that. Straight out of Swampton thinks he sends a link, so then we're going to watch it right away. All right. Listen, you got to relax over there. We're going to start calling you a lot of nonsense. You like that? I'm picking fights with Swampy now. No nipples. I know he's got no nipples. That's not the point. I mean, the point is the Jews did that to her. Him? Her? Yeah. What the fuck? It's outrageous. All right, let's go ahead and look at our 1984. Unintended consequences of banning TikTok. Oh, I see. It's the joke about this, about the adorable kid doing the Erica. That's pretty good. All right. Okay. Now, the question is, would Paul admit that little Chinese kids can be adorable? I don't know if he would. He hates them just that much.
Erika has 100,000 kleinen.
She's gonna grow up to be a cat eating screeching harpy, sure, but that's pretty adorable. That's great. Sing your little heart out. There you go. Erica. Yeah. Skin looks flabby at the pant level. Used to be a her. I get it. Yeah, I don't know. The navel was weird, man, but I'm not going to start doing left cutard shit on, you know, on that. But then it moves weird. But maybe if this is a medical device, then that means, then that means it could be connected to his gut somehow, and maybe it moves weird. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. It's so crazy. This can't be real. I guess, I don't know. This is now what the Jews are going to consider consent. Oh, your child consented. Yeah, how do you know he consented? Oh, well, he just told us. Yeah, see, so that's how we know he consented. That's all. Colonizer Brian said, why do you keep showing this video of AIS? Yeah. No, this dude's arms are much bigger than AIS's. This dude's arms are much bigger. But it could be AIS. AIS got his bitch tits removed. He got those bitch titties chopped right off. There you go. It is hard to watch. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Mealy beer. I think she might have her, might have had her stomach stapled. So the loose skin. Oh, is that what they do? Oh, dear God. That's weird. Okay. So it got like a, double mastectomy. Isn't that what they call it? And then also had something done with its guts. All right. Well, that's pretty weird. Wow. Put its extra tit skin in his pants. It's getting crazy around here. It's getting nuts. All right. Yes, as Gunt. We should probably ask Ralph. Be like, Ralph, how do we handle the bitch tits? What did you do with your extra skin, Ralph? And he's going to be like, I made some luggage, bro. Yeah, the Ralph line of luggage. You could take his fatty pubis skin and make a handbag. Now, good for him. He looks good, though. He does look good, but you have to wonder. You have to wonder, like, where did the skin go, Ralph? You lost that weight really quick. Were you the first wave of the Ozempic fatties? I don't know. But these are all questions we have. Yeah. Me, Billy Boo. Da Ralphamale. There you go. There, yeah, now you're talking. Yep. Listen, if there was a time for you to reach down deep on show 200, that would be it. Russia continue.
Russia released this footage on Wednesday, announcing a successful exchange of prisoners of war with Ukraine. The two sides reportedly exchanged 25 prisoners each in a deal mediated by the United Arab Emirates. Many of the Russian POWs used the situation to call their loved ones after having been freed. Meanwhile in Russia, the Kremlin is hinting at possible retaliation against the US over new oil sanctions on Moscow.
Do it.
A spokesperson was asked how Russia will respond to the sanctions.
Nothing can be ruled out. Whatever is best in the interests of our country will be done.
The U.S.
Yes, boy, leave it wide open. Yes, yes, yes. Let's do it. Do it. Respond, respond, respond. Please, will someone do fucking something? Listen, I know a lot of innocent people would die if the big one hit L.A. I'm sorry, that's already happened. If the big one hit New York City or Washington, D.C., that's a good target right there. Sure, we might lose white while peeing. Okay, and the several prostitutes in his trunk, but think of all the Jews that'll be killed, right? I mean, glass half full, guys, glass half full. Yep, 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 yep.
Fuck you, pay me.
That's right. That kid knows what he's talking about. Someone go find Bowhunter 88. He'd give us 200. Where's he at? Yes. I must have marketed this wrong. Everyone with moths in the wallet. Big Lerman fan. Well, the numbers are up. I guess there's that. That's always good news. The numbers are up. If you don't like FTJ and you don't like Odyssey for some reason, I guess there's plenty not to like. You could go buy this nigga coffee. So there's that. Plenty to do, plenty to see, plenty to watch. Yours truly. Me, Billy B. Now, why is Swampy sending me ScarJo? I was just beginning to forget about her, Swampy. Then you go and do that. I mean, Serbian Bull, not Swampy. I have Swampy on the brain because I'm doing the fight with him. We got to do the fight. Okay, well, listen. Yeah, see, I'm trapped in it again. I'm not doing this. Now I feel like having the argument all over again. Like, come on, she's not Jewish. Yeah. Well, she's got a weird tat on her arm. Hmm. All right, I'm not going to show you because then it turns into a whole thing. Yeah. Anyway, buy this nigga coffee. I do love coffee. I need a coffee right now. In fact, I got to fill this cup up. But in the meantime, maybe drop a dono just because, you know, there's so many controlled opposition shills out there. You know what? Don't dono to me. Give Dickie Spence some money.
Controlled opposition shills.
Yeah. Yep. He's not wealthy enough. And he's gone Q-tard on the left now, so you can get all in on that. He's not quite schizo posting, but he's getting there. He's getting there. Oh, my God. Winning SpaceX new launch. So we got the red dye, number 3 conquered. Peace talks. A halt in the firing. Porn site age verification laws, which is just like, you know, oh, we're all saved now. The kids have to click a box that says they're 18. Wow. Winning.
SpaceX is preparing for another Starship test flight on Thursday. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the mega rocket is scheduled to lift off from a facility in South Texas.
It will be its 7th test flight since 2023 as SpaceX sets its sights on developing a vehicle capable of carrying people to Mars.
You know what's great when you get government contracts? Here's what's pretty awesome. If your shit crashes on the launch pad or takes off, you get your money either way. So that's pretty cool. I wish I could be in a government contract sort of agreement. That'd be pretty nice to have my face in the fucking trough. Oh, about that porn hub, porn sites bid to strike down online age verification. Why would the porn sites want to strike down online age verification laws? That's weird. I mean, really, is it little box where you click 18? Is that really holding you guys up?
U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a case that could affect access to sexually explicit websites. The case challenge.
Oh, criminal. Restrict access to pornographic materials.
Is a Texas law that mandates adult sites verify that a user is at least 18 years old or face civil penalties of up to $10,000 a day.
Oh, so the same requirements for like a Facebook an account. Okay. Wow. Really cracking down on the kikes. Winning. The readout. Oh, my God. We last heard from Whoopi Goldberg. Now replacing Whoopi as America's leading scholar is the goat-necked, horse-faced Joy Reid.
Hamas and Israel have finalized a ceasefire deal that will release the remaining hostages and ensure the departure of Israeli forces from Gaza. The announcement comes just days before the transfer of power from President Biden to Donald Trump. Now, this feels like historical deja vu. It's probably because a similar situation happened in 1981 when American hostages being held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran were...
All right, memo to myself. All right. for the next J. Ray 1981 drop. We just had Joy Reid saying it.
Freed, just as Ronald Reagan took over from Jimmy Carter.
Oh, no. Joy Reid has access to Wikipedia.
Good evening. On the 444th and final day of the hostage crisis, which is also the first day of the new Reagan presidency.
MKUltra, 444.
Here is how NBC's correspondent explained that deal.
On the B-stock footage, file footage. She has nothing new for the show.
Plane coming over, the Carter party told reporters that Iran will wind up with only $3 billion after withholdings for claims and repayments of loans. That Carter was close to agreement three times and almost had one just before the election.
Yes, okay. It was an October surprise. We get it. God. Ooh, Joy Reid's onto it. She's figured out it's an October surprise in January. Whoa. Big brain, Negro, universe brain. Winning. Joy Reid, 99 IQ. All right. At least the TikTokers have it figured out. Or do they?
I want to take a minute to talk about looting, because I think it's worth considering why people would run into an active fire to steal stuff.
Oh, okay. Now we're going to get some real deep thinking from the TikTokers.
Rather than fleeing the fire. And it seems like in the media coverage that I'm listening to that people think that people are just like greedy who want to be looting. And I'm just wondering if maybe these people have actually considered whether it is safer for them to run into a fire or to continue to exist within capitalism.
Oh, I see. Now, listen, I hate capitalism as much as this broad does, I'm sure. But using it as a justification for why niggers steal shit is really, we're beyond the pale now.
Without access to resources. And after weighing the pros and cons.
Oh, right. Let them touch those things. Access to resources. Okay.
They concluded that the safer option is to run into the fire to steal stuff.
Right. It's not the safer option. Niggers love danger. They love monkey shines. They love stealing. They thrive on it. They love getting won over on everyone else. And, you know, if we lived in a perfect world, niggers would just fuck shit up because they have to.
Because you never see, like, Elon or Jeff or Mark running into a fire to steal stuff.
Right. Actually, you just named two Jews and a flat-faced weirdo. So, no, they don't have to run it. Right. They don't run into fires. Right. That's niggers.
Because they don't have to run into a fire to steal stuff. They can just steal from their workers via wage theft.
Well, I'm not doing so great, lady, but I'm not running into fires to steal stuff. You know what? Maybe they should just ban TikTok. Let's just get rid of it, because there'll be more of this then.
And that's legal within capitalism.
On Red Note.
So if we want people to stop looting, I'm wondering if maybe the solution isn't to have more police, but rather to have a system where people don't feel like it's a better option to run into a fire.
Universal basic income. Winning. Red Dye number 3 conquered. And at least the Mongo Chow eating retards will have something to watch.
We got some images that turned into a big controversy this weekend. The images were of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle with the mayor of Pasadena walking through some of the rubble, the ruins, what was Altadena.
Disaster tourism, winning, red dye number 3. TikToker blames capitalism. See, at least we get good headlines in 2025. It's all coming together now.
On the campaign trail, Trump joked he'd have a tiny desk next to the inauguration podium so he could start signing executive orders immediately after his speech.
Whoa, comedian Trump. Nice. We love it. Tiny desk. Yeah, you got to be shitting me. God, this country's a fucking joke. The Trump effect. That's how the Gaza ceasefire was reached, folks. The Trump effect.
Scenes of jubilation and relief in Gaza as news spreads of a ceasefire agreement following months of fruitless talks. One key upcoming change has forced negotiations to pick up pace in recent weeks, the return of Donald Trump. The U.S. president had been regularly demanding the release of all hostages in Gaza and sent his new envoy Steve Witkoff to the region to put pressure on the truce talks mediators.
If those hostages aren't back, I don't want to hurt your negotiation. If they're not back by the time I get into office, all hell will break out in the Middle East.
Experts say their efforts have paid off.
The deal will go into implementation the day before President Trump's inauguration. So undoubtedly, there is this Trump effect. Many people I talk to in Israel would say that the most popular politician in Israel is Donald Trump. And that gives him quite a bit of leverage over the Israeli prime minister.
The Israeli prime minister was also pressed to come to the negotiating table as the political situation within his government deteriorates. Two of Netanyahu's key coalition partners have opposed the truce, far-right finance minister Bezalel Smotrich and national security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir.
Oh, Itamar Ben-Gvir. Right. Yes, this is the news. They love to pretend that everyone in Israel is just an honest player, and here's their real opinions. Oh, this isn't Hasbara at all. We're just telling you what they really think.
President-elect Trump isn't even in office, and he's already impacting the world.
Trump effect. We are so fucking winning. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's this crazy. The truth always wants to come out. We have the L.A. County Public Works Director. And I think I heard when we started this fire. What do you mean?
He brought Mexico and Canada to the table over border security through the threat of tariffs, and he sparked international debate.
All right, that's the last one. Here it is.
My first piece of advice to you is let's take care of our mental and physical health first before we embark upon what is going to be a journey to rebuild these communities back and
build back better. All right, listen for it.
Communities back and rebuild them better than they were when we started this fire.
Wait. Build back better. We started this fire.
Build them better than they were when we started this fire.
Hold on a second.
Started this fire.
Wait.
When we started this fire. Or when we started this fire. When we started this fire.
I could have sworn he just said when we started this fire. And then the retards clapped. Yeah, when you started the fire, exactly. Right. This is crazy.
Back and rebuild them better than they were when we started this fire.
Oh my God, it's a lost cause. It's a lost fucking cause. Hey, but at least you know the H-1Bs are going to replace Whitey and they're bringing their best and brightest.
Not because they're cheaper, but because they are truly the best and brightest. The best and brightest.
Best and brightest. Is that a fair characterization?
Certainly, some of the best and brightest, extraordinarily profitable, and the best and brightest and the best and brightest.
Silicon Valley leaders are calling on the best and the brightest.
They are the best and the brightest, the hardest working.
Really attracts some of our best and brightest.
Best and brightest.
The world's best and brightest.
The best and the brightest.
The best and the brightest.
The best and the brightest.
Best and brightest integrated with my best and brightest.
Hardest working, best and brightest from almost every country in the world.
They are the best and the brightest.
Best and brightest.
Celebrating the best and the brightest from around the world.
Fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, pay me. Fuck you.
Right perspective
pay
me.
Radio.
Fuck you.
Pay me.
So powerful. Fuck. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Pay me. Fuck you. 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 Pay me.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Really. Actually.
Yes. Exactly.
You were gonna say it. I said it too.